Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
Live from Chicago, this is the Abe Cannon Show.
Unleash the fury!
Yeah! Show! Yes, welcome to the Abe Cannon Show, WGN-FM. You want to join us? 312-235-2525. It's our final show of the week. And then hopefully we'll be back sooner than later, as they say.
That is what they say.
I mean, the comfort's already been established. You know what I mean? So I mean, why not just make it Monday?
We have beds here already.
Should we just come back Monday?
Yeah. I mean, I just did it. I was just doing dishes. That's how comfortable we are. You know what I mean?
Yep. That is weird that you just took a glass that was above the sink. I know those are base. Are those like for everyone to use, I suppose?
Technically, I doubt it. That might actually be somebody's, but hey, guys, why not? Who cares?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're family.
That is in certain environments, though, Ryan, they may have mugs and ceramic cups, but they doesn't mean they're public. It could be like, this is Judy's, this is Johnny's.
Well, let's explain, you know. So they have this awesome coffee maker here. I don't drink coffee except for pumpkin spice lattes, and that only lasts for 2 months out of the year. But I do drink hot chocolate, which they also have in there. So I was looking to get a hot chocolate earlier, but they were out of cups. And then Ryan's like, oh, I'm going to get a coffee. I'll be right back. I said, oh, they're out of cups. So then he comes back with this glass. And Sam, you know how I am with sharing straws, cups.
You don't like it. One bit.
You know there's other offices here where you can get cups. You just have to ask.
Thank you.
We're not comfortable. Well, duh, man.
Obviously, you're comfortable enough where you're washing dishes. So
no, not me.
You may want to journey a little outside.
Ryan, that does look like, it looks like a personalized mug.
Let me see that.
I think
hold
it says
up,
the name Jill, and it looks just like the mug I gave my wife.
Let's see. It says David Kaplan on it. It says, do not touch. Oh, wait, no, that says Gary Meyer, actually.
Whoops.
What if Gary Meyer came in here with like a steel chair? He's like, I heard someone drinking out of my mug. Wait, if you got your ass kicked here by a WGN personality your last day here.
You guys know that I am not drinking this coffee, and I really am looking at the clock, counting down the seconds until I can go dump this out and put it right back. You ruined this. The fact
you
of the matter is,
coffee.
You guys, the fact is, above the sink is a cabinet full of mugs.
Yeah, those must be public mugs, right?
I mean, for
yeah, because every office has public mugs.
Ryan,
for
they do. I've worked in offices where we had a cupboard, and everyone had their own mug in the cupboard, so you didn't just take. I wouldn't just take Todd's mug or Bill's mug. That's his mug.
You're ridiculous.
You just
then
can't
does
assume,
Todd and Bill need to keep their mugs.
You
at
can't
the
assume
desk.
It's public unless it says it's public.
How do they mark them?
Here's the thing, Ryan. We know. The last 4 days, they've had paper cups. And there were no paper cups today. So if they didn't have, why have paper cups if you could just use ceramic mugs?
Why just have a random cabinet full of cups and mugs?
But it's not a random cupboard full of mugs and cups. I mean, those are people's mugs. People put theirs there because they're there every day. So that's their mug.
Have a sip. May as well try it.
I will not. I haven't yet, and I'm not going to.
You've already besmeeched it.
I was wrong for assuming that I could use that and put it back when I was done using it. I apologize to whomever.
Were you
going to
wash it and put it back in the cabinet, or are you just going to leave it in the
sink?
I'm
not a pig. Of course I was going to put it back.
Because there's a sign by that sink that says, if you leave it here, it's gone, or something like that.
What did you get, coffee?
I don't want to talk about it. I made a cappuccino, the more we belabor this, the more I'm going to regret not being able to drink coffee.
What if the person who that mug belongs to has deathly allergies towards either coffee or milk?
Here's what I'm
going to do. Make sure not to get your lipstick all
over. This is what I'm going to do. I got an orange juice before the show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wash this bottle out.
You can't put hot coffee in there.
Sure you can. That's a sturdy plastic. That's not cheap plastic. That's a good thick plastic.
Yeah, but that's gross.
Good luck drinking those chemicals. I'd rather just drink someone else's germs on that cup.
Yeah, just drink out of that now, Ryan.
Yeah, you already made it.
You've already done the damage. Drinking it does nothing more.
You already put
more.
Your mouth on it,
no,
too.
I'll drink it.
No, because the last thing I want is for our last day to be marred with this
controversy.
This horrible drama.
Give it to Sam then. Let him drink
it. Oh, the diseased guy or whatever. They're going to make. Had his lips all. He was licking my cup. Who knows what he has?
You know, there's a guy who works here that probably looks like Rocky Dennis, yeah. And that's his cup.
And now that we're broadcasting this, the word is going to travel, and bits and pieces they're going to get misreported, and you know, before long, the Abe Cannon Show was throwing mugs out the seventh floor window down to Michigan Avenue.
It probably really is somebody who's been fired like 10 years ago from here, like Spike Odell's or somebody else that used to work.
Oh, wait,
here.
We have a call coming in. Jonathan Brandmeier, you're on the line with Ryan. Oh, that's your glass? It's your mug?
The one thing is, though, that there's pink, you know, pink accents.
So, you know,
on
it's
it,
a
so
woman's
I'm guessing
mug.
It's a woman. And. You know, I can then explain to the lovely lady, you know, the predicament that I was in, and I think everything will be fine. So I'm going to drink it.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go take a sip then.
No.
Hey, whatever you got to talk yourself into, pal, you already done the damage.
It would be different if they were a bunch of WGN mugs or Chicago Cubs mugs or Blackhawks mugs or if they were like Pepe's mugs. You know what I mean? Like someone came in here, brought something, and there's obviously a bunch of mugs, but that's like, it has a name on it. It says like Jane or
it
something.
It doesn't say like anything. You guys have said no, what it
looks like.
It doesn't have a name.
It looks like one of those mugs that you buy from Starbucks and it looks like a cup, but it's really like.
It doesn't have a name, but there's a random assortment of mugs in that cupboard. And like Abe said, some places may have uniform mugs or glasses. That is not uniform with anything, so it's odd to assume that it's public. You know, I don't go in your house and open your cupboard.
The balls on this guy. We're only here for 4 days. You're already taking other people's mugs.
The liberties.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian. Drink it.
I'm not going to drink it.
We are guests here.
I'm not drinking it. I refuse.
This is 2 days in a row now that I've had disappointment. Number one, today with Ryan. Last night, when Ryan and I were walking out of here, we ran into this dumpy individual that we had no idea who he was.
Let me just set up. This is going to sound.
I was dressed up because it was cold outside.
This may sound like it's, I don't know, this could come across as rude, but Abe has a hard time sometimes not sounding rude when he's trying to explain something that like this. So I just want to preface it with this is not as mean as he might make it sound.
You're right. Thank you. So Ryan and I we parked down on Lower Wacker. We're walking down the stairs. We're right about to turn into the parking lot and we hear, Cannon! Mano! Kevin Mano! And I thought someone was yelling Kevin Mano. Cause Ryan has a brother named Kevin Mano. So I'm like, hey, that dude, I think that dude thinks you're Kevin. And he's like, Cannon Mano! Cannon Mano! So he was actually saying Cannon Mano. So I look and he comes like running up to us, disheveled, balding, like just a train wreck. And I'm like, oh, what's up, man? And then he's talking to us for how long, Ryan? 2-3 minutes? Like, what are you guys up to? Blah, blah, blah. Then he mentioned the name Veronica. And that's this chick that Ryan and I knew that we used to work with, like, I don't know, what, 8 years ago?
I know her.
10 years ago?
Yes, but you're the only one who's stayed in any contact with her.
So he's like, yeah, so Veronica's good. She misses you guys. And then it kicked in my head, oh, this is this dude, Craig, this girl, Veronica's husband. We haven't seen him in 10 years.
I've never seen him. I just want to throw that out there. I've never seen the guy. I know nothing about him. I didn't even know. I knew nothing of them.
I maybe met him twice, and it was 10 years ago, and it was in passing, like, oh, this is my husband, Craig, right? So on Facebook, the pictures of him look nothing like the way he looks in real life.
No. Well, you mean someone's picture on the internet was not an accurate look of what they actually
look like?
All of
her profile picture is her and this dude, so I don't know if she's using pictures from 10 years ago or if they know the perfect angle to not make him look disheveled. But when we saw him yesterday, I had no idea who the guy was. He was talking to, and like, so then I took it to the next level and I kept mentioning his name and like while I was talking to him. I'm like, oh yeah, Craig. Like,
that's when you know somebody does not know you. If they had to keep saying your name over and over again, that same conversation.
Well, the minute I figured out who he was, how many times did I say his name, Ryan, in the next minute?
Yeah, but all that is you overcompensating for the fact that it took you that long to figure out who it was.
Like, I'm like, that's Craig for you.
You're doing double time now, double the work because you felt guilty.
That's Craig.
You know?
I did the same thing. I was at a wedding. And there were these two dudes from high school, Ron and Joe, and when I first saw him, I'm like, what's up, Ron? And then later on in the night, I realized his name was actually Joe, and I said the name Joe at least 6 times after that. That's Joe! There he is, Joe! Yep. Mr. Joe!
And again, this is hard to say without sounding really rude, but I said to Abe as we walked away, and he explained who that was, I said, wow, I'm disappointed. But I had no reason to be disappointed because I had no expectations.
Well, the girl's pretty cute.
But
you
I
know,
was just,
so.
I was disappointed in his appearance as a human, I think. It was, and then to know that someone you know, is intimate with him. And I mean, he very easily could have passed for a homeless man. that was the big puffy coat.
The lips were
hanging,
just covered in like dead skin and like the mucus.
Well, the coat was
what?
The first.
How were the lips?
The lips had skin, but the coat was my first indication that he had like some hygiene issues. I think when you see a coat hanging, like a grown man wearing a coat that they haven't bothered to put up on their shoulder.
Yeah,
it was
limp.
And how old is this guy again? Is he our age?
32, maybe 33, 4, I don't know.
He looks like he's got a couple more years.
He
than
looks
that
like
on
he's
him,
45.
He looks
least.
Very, very used.
You're describing a diseased, dying middle-aged man.
We used to have this mentally challenged individual who would show up at our old radio station all the time. He is no longer living, and I said to Abe, he reminds me of this guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. It was.
Common motto.
Even when you don't have expectations, you know, and you find out someone, you know, it's, I don't know. It's weird. It's like, why do I care? Why am I disappointed?
Well, I think I know the girl you guys are talking about, Veronica, the hot girl, right? She's a pretty good looking girl.
Well, she used to be.
I don't think so, but.
Well, she was when we worked there, correct?
I guess. I mean, yes.
Because it always is disappointing whenever you were attracted to a girl and then you see the guy that she ended up with and you're like, that's the guy you ended up with?
That's a bit of what it is, Bass, you know? Like, to know that...
And why does he love us so much? And we never really met. Like, in passing, I meant, like, yeah, so everything's great with me.
Because you two seem very nice when people actually come up and talk to you, and nobody actually knows that the minute you guys turn around,
right,
that it's just going to be a slam fest until the next week.
What did he say?
That is true, Bass. These guys are very personable people in your face.
People have no idea what occurs.
Hold your ears and close your eyes. Within the moment you say,
all right, it was good seeing you, and you guys do the bowed face and walk away, nobody quite knows exactly what happened.
He's like, yeah, I still talk to Paul and all them. First of all, I don't even know who Paul is or all them. Remember that, Ryan? I still talk to Paul and all them.
I guess. I was more looking at like the untied boots and the three bags he was carrying in the crook of his arm here.
Just to tell you how just bad human beings we are. How long were you and I texting about him last night with different scenarios?
Until at least, and I'm not kidding, at least 2 a.m. Abe fell asleep first or it would have continued.
We were texting for 4 hours about this guy.
That's
laying
horrible.
In bed, moving from my iPhone to my iPad to continue the texting.
And this was a three minute encounter?
Yeah, and let me just throw one more thing. When I feel bad again, I said the word disappointed, but another part of it was he was one of the guys who had, you could tell that it was all rehearsed. He had lines. You know what I mean? He had these things.
You
that,
mean rehearsed for you guys or
no,
rehearsed whenever
anyone.
He said
like,
somebody?
Anyone. You know,
like one-liner right. kind of stuff? Or
yes.
Like already prepared jokes? Like, that's just the way it is.
Things... I don't want to get too specific. Well, I guess we've gotten really specific.
Is it things to make him appear that he's in a better position than he is?
No, like inside things about him that he thinks we should know or something. Like, as you know me, and I, like.
And you know how much I love meat.
Not like that, but it was more like, getting into trouble is what I, something like, he said something about getting into trouble, but you know the way I do or something. What did he say?
I don't know the exact line, but everything felt scripted. That's what I'm saying.
And then we left. Guess what his closing line was to us, Bass?
What?
Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble.
You boys stay out of trouble, all right?
It's like the people who always say, when you say, hey, what's up, man? How you been? Just trying to stay out of trouble. The people who tell you they're trying to stay out of trouble have never been in trouble in their
Not
life.
Not one day of trouble.
Think about every time you met someone who told you, hey, what's up, man? Just trying to stay out of trouble, bro. Really?
Well, you've done a great job, actually. Yeah. Whatever that effort you're putting in must be working. Because you've never been in trouble.
He says stay out of trouble, then what, he lifts the manhole cover and goes back down underground or what?
Yeah,
I was thinking stay out of, like, the sewer. That's what I was going to say, man.
Maybe it was sewer's my home, man.
Maybe it was like Casey Jones from the Ninja Turtles or something.
Yeah.
Maybe we were confused.
He didn't try to get a number?
No, there was no, no.
God, I was so ashamed though, saying the name Craig 5 or 6 times within 2 minutes. Craig does it again. And yep, Craig.
The overcompensation of Abe Cannon is hilarious.
And that, guys, I was just going to say hilarious. That. I was going to say, Sam and Bass, you were not with us, but if you know.
I could feel it from here.
As you know, Abe will, he will hang around and loiter just making small talk that he doesn't care about. He'll just pay compliments to people that didn't even engage him. He'll just come in, you know, yesterday there was a, you know, an engineer in here and he's coming and complimenting the equipment and the headphones, and Abe doesn't care about any of that.
No.
And we're trying to walk out and he's in here just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Why do you have to please everyone so much?
It's called rapport.
It's not called rapport. It's not called rapport at all.
Sorry, I'm a nice person.
You know, you should
no, but no, but you're not. I mean, you're a nice person when you go and you talk to them, but then you walk away and you go, God, I couldn't wait to get rid of that guy.
Exactly. A good tactic, and this is what I do, is if there's somebody you see and you don't want to see them again, just be a jerk. Be a dick. And I promise you, next time you see them, they'll walk the other way. They'll go to the other side of the street to avoid you. That's what I do. Because you see these people, you compliment them, you act like you love them, and then you talk about them with Ryan for 6 hours on iMessage.
But you
can avoid all that.
You don't have to go out of your way to be a jerk. You can give people short answers. You can give them one-word answers where it's just enough to let them know you're responding, but you would like them to leave.
There's no middle here, Bass.
But
here's the thing. It's kind of like we were talking about last night, right? You lie to kids about Santa Claus. What they don't know won't hurt them, right? So, do you really think that Craig, the disheveled boyfriend, me texting with Ryan is really going to affect
him? Well,
hold on. Yesterday, we also said that you said that we should start being more honest to kids. Guys, could you imagine if Abe was honest to every person that ever approached him and he actually said out loud what was wrong with them? Like, God, you look horrible with that skin on your lips. What the heck's wrong with your jacket?
Well, that is weird, man. His girlfriend looked, or I don't know how she looked. I haven't seen her in a long time, but she used to look pretty good. So what's she doing with a guy with those kind of lips?
Settled.
You're right. At some point, people do settle down.
At some point, people cash in.
Well, let's also consider the fact that he was walking on lower whacker, coming from somewhere different than me and Abe. So, I don't.
And if you're not coming.
Not a lot of options.
It's a bit suspect. You're right.
If you're not coming from the Tribune Tower on lower whacker, where the hell
the
are
sewer.
You coming from?
That's where. That's, I mean, you don't. This isn't like a passenger, you know, like a walk, headway. That's what I was thinking of.
What's down there?
This isn't a walkway. You don't go.
Billy Goat's the
walk
only
around
option.
When it's
oh, Billy Goat,
11
okay.
below on lower whacker.
Well, there is the Billy Goat.
Billy Goat's not
maybe
really,
he was coming
it's not really
there.
A hot spot anymore either.
Yeah, but it's still a couple
okay, then,
of blocks
then what
away.
Is her husband doing stammering out of Billy Goat at 10:30 at night?
And
if
how
you
does
don't
he
work
know,
around
how
here.
Does he notice me and Ryan from behind? Like, you haven't seen us, you know that's us.
Do you think he heard you guys were going to be here and he was just
I hope
to,
not, cuz that means he'd be listening.
Trying to catch a few minutes with you boys?
Yeah, that is a good point, Abe. If he knew we were here.
Oh, Craig, we're joking. He's not. I doubt he's.
You were one sharp, put together individual.
Now, here's the real question, Ryan. Okay, let's say he is listening. Will he have the balls to email us and call us a-holes?
No.
Or is he just going to let it die?
No, because he's probably having his friends listen to the show, and he's probably like, oh, you know those guys, how they joke around with me.
They told me they were going to do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is just radio.
It was my idea.
This is just radio.
He told us last night, oh, I don't listen to the radio. Because we said, oh, we're GN FM for a week. And he's like, oh, I don't really listen to the radio. So there's
he
no.
Listens.
I don't think so. That's
he
what he's.
Listens.
I mean, he went out of his way, Ryan, to tell us he doesn't really listen. So I doubt there's. I don't think he would have actually logged in today to hear us.
Yeah. He doesn't have the app on his Motorola Razr.
I just thought of one of the lines he said, and I might screw this up, but he said, this, I was trying to think of one of them at least to give an example. He said, like Betty Crocker, I'm ready when you are, and even when you're not. That's what he said, and it was...
Wow.
What?
Like Betty Crocker, hey, I'm ready when they are, ready when they're not. That's what it was.
Yeah. And then he said a thing about being in trouble.
Yeah.
That's definitely something, Ryan, that he pulls out in every conversation.
Yeah, you don't just randomly say, hey, like Betty Crocker,
yeah.
I'm ready when they are, and even when they're not. And Abe, going back to the trouble thing for 1 second, the people who you do know that have been in a lot of trouble, a lot of it, they don't like to mention trouble. So they're not going to say, trying to stay out of trouble. They're, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people Doug, who, not Doug, I'm just chilling, Doug. Everything's fine.
Yeah, right. You were just in jail last week.
And those are the people who don't mention trouble.
Yeah.
The but only people that talk about
trouble.
Yeah,
just, you know, trying to stay out of trouble, boy. How you guys doing? You stay out of trouble yourself, right? Yeah. Don't, this is the worst. This is
trouble.
The worst one. This is even worse than that.
hey, don't do anything I wouldn't do. So then that means I will do absolutely nothing because you do nothing. You do nothing that would cause me any kind of trouble or any kind of consequences. Hey, boys, don't do anything I wouldn't do. I'll holler at you later. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. God, you don't do anything. If, like, you know, who's a scumbag out there?
Craig.
No,
he's a nice guy.
We got to get away from Craig.
Craig's dad.
No, but if, like, Snoop Dogg came up to me and he said, yo, dog, don't do anything I wouldn't do. Then I'd be like, there's a lot of stuff.
That leaves you a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah. Please list those.
But when some guy, you know, that, you know, hey, fellas, don't do anything I wouldn't do. Later. I don't think there's much you do.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it when you run into people you haven't seen in a while, it's always a shock, either good or bad, like, oh! Like, oh, wow, you look great, or Jesus, what happened to you?
And you always say out loud, hey, you look good. You've been working out? You've been keeping up?
I'll tell you, I saw this guy the other day, and he goes, oh, you've been lifting, huh? Like, no.
when you see somebody
lifting myself off the couch.
Exactly.
When you see somebody you haven't seen in a while, and it's like Craig, where they look really disheveled and bad, do you feel good about yourself after those?
No, I feel bad for him.
No, but I mean honestly.
You know what? It is true that we're at an age now where people really start going down the disheveled road. Like it's like you've hit that rock down the hill, and now there's no stopping you. What? Like you had one chance to hang on to that rock and pull your way back up, but now
you're just settled in like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, but at our age, we're at the age right now where you go from young man to disheveled, or you go as a regular adult. This is the time.
But I don't think that it's a permanent thing. I think you can always, you know. Decide
there's
to,
always a chance
to sharpen up a little bit and to shed some pounds or work on the appearance,
style, whatever.
Yeah. But I know it's not permanent. You say you get one chance. You don't get one chance. Every day is a chance.
Yeah, but once you get to our age, 32, 33,
I agree with you that the overall groundwork has been laid, and this is the crucial, you know, do I be a fat guy for the rest of my life?
Right.
I mean, there's going to be a Sherry Shepherd here or there, fat until she's like 55 and now she's skinny, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's going to happen. But in general, mm-hmm. once you hit this age, you decide I'm going to be healthy or I'm going to go down this route. And this is the time. So when you see people our age, everyone's in shock because no one looks the same. If you haven't seen someone, Ryan looks about the same besides like, you know, no pink hair or like stretched out ears.
Mm-hmm.
But you look about the same.
So that he looks nothing the same.
Well, no, but I mean, his size, his overall demeanor.
Yeah, overall you're pretty similar.
If you knew Ryan at 20, you'd recognize him at 32.
Yeah, like you're not like Sam. You lost a lot of weight from when you were like 20 years old. If I saw you now, I'd be like, Jesus, you look great.
There's no way that's the same guy.
Yeah, no, no, no. What did he shed some skin?
Mm-hmm.
He's appearing over there.
Yeah, he looks great. How about you, Bass?
You get one of those the lap bands.
Bass, people can't be. Basically,
nobody just assumes you did it the right way.
I've had
people, surgery or drugs.
I've had people that haven't seen me in 10 years. They look at me, they just go, wow. It's not even like you don't look the same or what happened, but it's completely like they need to sit down for a second.
And then do they roll the wow into, it is so good to see
you. No, they're like, so what have you been up to? You know, what are you doing?
You know what's the best base? Number one, when they see you, right? They're like, oh, what happened to you? But then when they find out that you're married to actually an attractive person, then the shock is doubled.
That is more.
She married you?
That is just about a good 10 minutes of awkward silence of me going, so how are things with you?
Yeah. Then 2 seconds.
The same.
Then 2 seconds later, Jill gets a text from that guy saying, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. There's a better life waiting for you.
Yeah.
Hey, I ran into Dan. How's that going?
Yeah. Have you ever had
that? Was a curveball. You been good?
Yeah. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Bass, I know what you mean, though. When you ask them about them, they deflect.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're not there. They're no longer interested. They don't even know their name or where
they're
working
anymore.
No, no,
no. They want me to start, like, reciting everything I've done since the last time I've seen them.
So how'd that happen?
Yeah. Jesus, what, is this an arranged marriage?
Yeah, then they start thinking green card. They see her picture and they're like,
oh, she's from Russia?
Is she Russian or Polish?
Wait,
or
is that your wife or your cousin? I can't understand.
She must be sick, right?
Yeah. Oh, she's dying, right? You're her keeper?
Yeah. Oh.
Are you her handler?
Oh, the dog. You're blind. I got it.
Oh, she's blind.
Got it.
That's horrible. Is she blind?
They start doing the random eye test. Just in case, how many fingers am I holding up? Just in case. Is that two or three?
All right, we do need to take a break, guys. But if you notice, take a look at the T-shirt I'm wearing today. It's in honor of something. See this, Ryan?
I do. It's a Joe Biden T-shirt.
It's my Uncle Joe Biden. No, it's not like it doesn't say like Biden
it's
2012.
Not, it's not like an official Biden sanctioned, campaign T-shirt.
It's a
parody T-shirt.
Yeah.
I believe the Onion was involved, and he's laying over the hood of a Corvette.
Yeah.
It's not like this isn't a serious T-shirt.
I will tell you, I'm not too big into politics, but if Joe Biden runs for president, you better believe I'm going to vote for him, and I'm going to vote for him. And for no matter what he does the first term, I'm also going to vote for him in the second term. We'll talk about that. We'll take your calls 312-235-2525. It's the Abe Cannon Show. It's WGN FM.
Cool.
Now I just say the alchemy is in dead. Well, hold on.
Dave Cannon Show, WGN FM, 312-235-2525. Very excited today when I read this news. Uncle Joe Biden, our current vice president.
You make it like that's his actual title. Uncle Joe Biden.
And CNN asked him if he's going to be running for president in 2016, and he said, there may be reasons I don't run, but there's no obvious reason for me why I think I should not run.
So he's going to run.
Why wouldn't he?
Right.
Yeah. So to say, I just that quote was a little mouth, like a little clunky.
Yeah. So basically,
he said, "I can see no good reason not to run." That was
exactly
what he said.
He implied heavily that he's leaning towards it.
He said, "There may be reasons I don't run, but there's no obvious reason for me why I think I should
right.
not
and then
run."
He went on to say that this summer he's going to be forming a committee to explore, and he's going to give a definitive answer then. So, I would expect he's going to do it.
Politicians are just, they're conditioned to use as many words in a sentence to confuse it and make it more speculative than it needs to be. If someone said, Sam, are you going to go get dinner after the show?
Well, there's no...
I'm hungry. Yeah. I might, but I might go with Rachel.
And there's no good reason for me not to,
clear.
But I don't know if I will either.
There's no good reason for me not to get dinner, but I'm going to talk about it with Rachel and I'll give you a definitive answer at a later date.
Which is the exact same thing as you saying, can I text you and I get in the car?
Right.
Can I text you after I talk to Rachel? There is a much clearer way for Joe Biden to express that. But
can he just say yes or no?
Or say, you know, I haven't made up my mind. That's it.
He'll be 73 if he became president.
Yeah.
Well, then there's the first good reason I can think of.
Can you imagine how awesome the White House would be if he was a president?
Oh,
I picture it being like Billy Madison with him and Norm MacDonald just like waiting for porn day to arrive and constantly wondering if there's a penguin walking around.
Putting poop on people's porches on fire.
Like Mitt Romney's lawn.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, does it make you nervous having a president who's 73 years old when he's starting his term?
He could die any
minute. If you think about it, McCain would have been 71 in 2008 if he would have beat Obama.
Yeah, but he's still alive, so that didn't... Hold water.
We were one heartbeat away from having President Sarah Palin. I think if you're an old president, you have to have like a bulletproof, rock solid vice president.
Starting to think that the presidents, though, they keep them healthy no matter what. You know what I mean?
They keep them healthy.
No one's dying at all.
So Joe Biden's not going to die.
What we're not seeing behind the scenes, Obama's like training like Drago, for instance. He's got Biden running around. Yeah. He's got him lifting. And
I think they're giving him shots.
Putting the needles in his arm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some kind of shots and HGH.
They didn't keep Kennedy very healthy.
There's a battery pack.
Well, nowadays, you know, it's different now.
Yeah, we've made a lot of advancements, Sam. You can a 72-year-old guy can be fit as a fiddle.
Yeah.
Honestly. Look at McCain. McCain looked. I thought he was going to die before he was even done trying to become president.
Yeah, McCain didn't.
And
look
he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't look a day over 90
McCain
as he looked when he first started.
Had
a day
heart
over
attack.
90.
you know, you just look at a guy and you're like, here it comes. Like, yeah. he looks like the red face and the...
Yeah, he did.
Just, he just looks like there's going to be some heart issues.
And if he was my candidate, I would have been very nervous about seeing through 4 or even 8 years with him. I would assume, I mean, the average life expectancy for a male in this country is, I think, 78, 79. So, law of averages says that when he gets to the end, there's a good chance he's going to be dead.
Did that come up at all with him? So with
him McCain?
And with him and his party, not in a debate where, you know, he's defensive, but where, you know, concerned voters say, you know, can we see some health records?
But see, then you get the Ron Paul answer. Ron Paul goes, I ride my bike every day around 10 miles a day, and I bet none of you youngins do it. And then everyone's like, yeah. So like, then you,
Biden's like, I go streaking around this lawn at least once a morning.
The reason it doesn't
that's an ageism thing. You can't bring that up. That's the reason, a form of discrimination.
When Reagan ran for re-election in 84, I think he was running against Mondale. Mondale, I think, I don't know if it was closer, he was winning the race, but he brought it up in the first debate, and Reagan turned it around on him, and Reagan ended up winning in a landslide. So, since then, candidates don't really bring up age. The media with McCain brought it up, because when he selected Palin, they realized how incompetent she was, and they're like, man, if he dies, we're stuck with President Palin.
Well, what I'm saying. If I'm a voter, and I'm at a town hall, and I can ask him anything, I would want to know that this man is... You know, he's strong like bull, so that the woman on deck doesn't get that job.
Yeah, but what if we had Hillary Clinton as his vice president? Then people wouldn't care either way. If Biden went away, then you have Hillary taking over who they want anyway.
I'm not suggesting it about this. I'm asking if it came up with McCain, because it looked to me, I would have been concerned that that he was about to have the big one.
But if McCain had someone good running with him, it wouldn't have mattered as much. That's why I think it really mattered.
Right.
In that,
I'm a bigger issue when he selected Palin.
Like, McCain was one flew away from Sarah Palin running the country.
So,
he was one natural causes
let's,
away.
Let's just sit back and think about that for one second, okay? There was a chance that we could have had Sarah Palin as the president of this country. Think about how crazy, no matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, whatever you are, think about how crazy it is. That would have put a scar on this country for the rest of history. If she was our president, think about that.
It would have been interesting, for sure.
Think of the stuff she would have done in office with power.
And if you think that was bad, imagine who Biden would select.
Oh my God.
Have you thought about who his cabinet would include?
Charlie Sheen.
Lil Twist.
The Captain Morgan guy.
I want the Lils.
I like this Bieber kid, man. I like him a lot. I like this Bieber, man.
He just needs a mentor.
That's all.
Then Biden.
He needs an uncle.
You see Bieber and Biden. That's a good name. Bieber and Biden
Biber.
And Bieber?
Biber.
Biber.
The Biber?
Biber in 2016. We should get that started. Biber.
Well, I mean, I think that Biden, I would guess that his slogan, his campaign slogan, is going to be "Unleash the Biden." You know that, right? I mean, that's
oh yeah,
that's where his whole, like, all of the graphics and imagery is going to be just it's going to look like a party flyer.
Finally, a politician I could beer bong with.
Yeah,
I swear to God, I would vote for Biden immediately. I'd really get behind him and I'd really support his campaign. Because I would love to see him in office.
But your motives are different than everyone else's. You realize that, right?
I've come to the realization that nothing's ever going to be different no matter who we
exactly.
vote in. So we might as well have some fun. And it's different fun than having a complete moron like Sarah Palin than a guy like Biden, who actually seems like, when he's not drunk, he seems like he might have some intelligence and some...
He looks like he could be angry. He looks like the kind of guy when he sobers up and realizes what's happening.
When he's chained to the pole.
Yes, and sobered up.
There are things people are about to pay.
When he wakes up in the drunk tank.
He's piecing together who his captors might be. Who chained me to this pole?
What the hell's happening here, man?
There's a bunch of malarkey if I can see it myself.
Malarkey, that's his word. Wait a minute.
I think he said malarkey 70 times in the debate against Paul Ryan.
He wakes up with a malarkey tattoo on his neck.
What is this malarkey? What is this malarkey malarkey?
You know he has tattoos somewhere from mistakes.
Yeah.
He woke up in Tijuana.
With the anger
tattoo
like
on his forearm. A donkey on his calf or something.
That's why we don't see him often, probably. He's getting tattoos removed.
Joe, if you want to be seen with me in the White House on the field there playing football, you need to get that tattoo off your arm.
Oh, that's a bunch of malarkey.
I don't what tattoo, Barry?
The one that says malarkey?
The one of the naked girl on your arm, Joe. The one you got last night.
The portrait of Michelle naked on your back. I need that off.
Yeah, that Michelle Obama tattoo naked.
That the artist actually inscribed last night's date. Yesterday's date. So.
There's pictures and videos of it on TMZ. I would love to see a video of Joe Biden on TMZ getting tattooed. How funny would that be? Mr. Biden, what are you getting tattooed? I'm partying, man! It's a party! I'm in Vegas!
Sir, we're in Iowa.
Oh!
If you are right, and I don't know when it happened, but I refuse to engage in any political debate.
Yeah,
ever,
I'm done. I'm
anymore,
done. Because
forever.
You know why? I'll tell you why.
It's not worth it.
I was a supporter, right, of Obama. I don't mind him, but I remember getting into it too much, right? Yeah. And then all my friends who hate Obama, they're like, "Well, Abe, we can't talk anymore." And then you just get into a whole. So now I keep my political views to myself. And I just don't want to talk to people about
because
it.
People,
same with religion. I don't want to talk about religion or politics. But I'm giving that up for the Biden campaign.
Absolutely.
I will say
I'm
this,
changing my views for
guys,
Biden.
We're kind of midway between campaigns right now, and this is the time when everybody says what you guys are saying, that they don't care about politics anymore. And you guys, in 2 years, when the next election is up, you guys will be right back.
Well, because Biden's going to be running.
Happens every time.
The problem is that people cannot debate religion or politics without all of a sudden taking it really personal. Like, nobody can talk about it as a topic. It's all like, well, you wouldn't want my kids going through that, would you?
But I've also,
and then all of a sudden it becomes like a real personal war.
But I've also come to the realization that nothing will ever change no matter who's running things.
That's right. That's why I won't have the conversation. It is the same, and you know, it's the same as debating someone about whether
it's like talking to Sam about
music, about the Modest
exactly,
Mouse record.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
If everyone thought the way you guys think, nothing would ever get done.
Sam, nothing has gotten done. It doesn't, and it won't change. And if things get a little worse, in 4 years, things will get a little better.
Obama got a lot done.
Okay. Sam, we're not going
to
have
the conversation. No, we're not. I'm just saying, but I mean, that's crazy to say that, but.
Sam, things might get done.
And here's how it starts.
But then it flows back, and it goes back, and it goes back. And I've had enough years
here's
of
the point.
Tension with people, and I'm just not interested
the point
in
is
risking
that
anymore.
I'm getting back into politics in 2016.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I've been done
That's
with politics for a while, but I'm getting back into them. When Joe Biden runs for president, I will firmly I'll be part of his group trying to get him to become the president, because it would be the greatest 4 years of my life.
Can you imagine if he made Abe the press secretary?
He might.
He might have a contest. You know,
who
a reality
wants
show?
To be in my cabinet, man? Yes. Biden's looking for interns.
A reality show on every major network for each cabinet post.
He would look. You know, how LeBron James posted he's looking for an intern. Biden would do the same thing.
He did?
No, he would.
Yeah. I'm looking for a vice president.
Best
no,
tweet.
LeBron
140
James.
Best 140 characters takes it. Dazzle me.
Best tweet.
Dazzle me.
Best tweet gets a position in my cabinet.
I'm looking for a FLOTUS. Send me pics.
God, it would just be an amazing 4 years to have Biden as president.
Do you think Paul Ryan, you know, a young, sharp, smart guy, wakes up and in the middle of the night, sweating, wishing he could have one of those debates back? Because I would feel like as a, you know, a young guy, like, in good shape, virile, ready to take on the world. And, you know, a lot of people kind of think that you didn't stack up against this kind of old lunatic.
It was like when Robin Ventura got beat up by Nolan Ryan.
That's exactly right.
You didn't see it coming.
No.
Yeah.
And no one will ever forget it.
And
anywhere Robin goes, everyone says, "So have you seen Nolan Ryan lately?"
Yeah, exactly. And what happened too is that everyone around him, and even on the other side, was. Everyone, you know, on the other side was like, "Oh crap, this is going to be ugly." And everyone, you know, encouraging Paul Ryan, they're like, "Come on, what's the? It'll be fun. Not only will you win, you'll have fun.
This
just
is
go
be
out
a,
there and be you. You'll have
a
blast.
This is a layup.
They're going to love you, Paul." Yeah, Robin Ventura running to the mound, thinking he was going to kick Nolan Ryan's ass. Just think about that.
That was awesome.
I mean, this is a legendary pitcher, maybe the greatest pitcher ever, or one of the greatest pitchers ever. And you're going to run out and attack him like that? Just think about the mindset of Rob Ventura. And he can never live that down. He always has that pathetic look on his face when people bring it up to, yeah, Nolan and I are buddies. No, you're not. You hate Nolan Ryan. You think his wife ever says, like, why don't you go try fight? Why didn't you talk like that to Nolan Ryan? Like when he gets loud with his wife.
Don't make me put you in a headlock.
Yeah.
Don't make me put you in a headlock.
Don't make me do what Nolan did to you, Robin. Come on! Why do you gotta bring that up?
Every time he gets angry, he goes, "Hey, I got something for you to watch on YouTube. Let's watch this."
Yeah.
Click.
He walks in, his wife and daughter are watching that video just laughing. Oh God. This guy has the nerve to ground me. What are you guys watching in there? Oh, nothing.
Hey, Dad. Yeah, actually, on second thought, why don't you come and take a look at this? It's going viral. It's something I saw on BuzzFeed. It's hot. It's about Beyonce's dress.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Robin Ventura is charging the mound.
It's about this dork who got his butt kicked by an old man.
That would be rough, and it will be in his career highlights forever. I mean, until he dies, they will show that.
That really is his defining moment. I mean, that's what people.
And he was probably the greatest third baseman in White Sox history. Yet, he'll be remembered for that.
I mean, do you remember one other Robin Ventura moment besides that?
I remember a grand slam or something, right?
Yeah, sure, you remember it crystal clear. It sounds like
a grand slam.
Meanwhile, you have the date and time of when he got his ass kicked.
I think it was a grand slam.
You can give me a blow by blow of the Nolan Ryan ass kicking.
And you know what? That was a very spectacular beatdown. He had him in a headlock, and to hold a big athlete, a strong athlete, stronger than you, younger. More powerful than you.
No, but the fact
and
that
he's holding him in a headlock.
But he charged him, and he was able to put him in a headlock and spin him around. A guy running full force.
And Nolan Ryan
stood still and just gripped him.
Was not on solid. You know, he was coming off the mound, so he's on uneven ground, which is harder to maneuver on.
It is.
You're going downhill.
And he was the guy who was standing still while Robin was coming 100 miles an hour.
Robin got the steam and still ended up in the headlock.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
And it was like, remember in Dazed and Confused when that nerd pours the beer on that guy with no shirt head? And then he expects the fight to get broken up, and everyone just lets them fight?
Yeah.
That's how it was with Robin Ventura and Nolan Ryan.
That's right.
All the players like Yvonne Calderon and like Ozzie Guillen, no, let him fight! Let him fight, man! Rafael Palmeiro's like, no, let him get it out of their system.
All of the Hispanic guys were like encouraging the fight, right?
Well, those are just the guys I could think of that were on the teams back then.
I see. Okay.
I can't think of another player on either team.
Because that's
all right.
Juan
Gonzalez is Hispanic too, I guess. He's a white player. Don Paul. Bobby Thigpen.
Don Paul.
Bobby Thigpen's like, what's going on out there?
I think Bobby Huff was still on the.
Charlie Huff?
Charlie Huff. Why did I say Bobby Huff? Charlie Huff, that old knuckleball.
You want me to get my hands on him, Robin?
What happens when he sees...
That's me in grade school.
When he sees a fight.
You think afterwards Nolan Ryan ripped his shirt off and he went up to Charlie Huff, he's like, back down, old man.
But afterwards, Robin was probably like, man, I almost had him. If I just had 5 more minutes up there, I could have gotten him.
Was that night the most gratifying night in Nolan Ryan's life with his wife?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she just went all out that night for him? Like, did everything that she wouldn't do anymore in their 20-year marriage? Oh, Nolan, I didn't know you could still do that. You don't know a lot about me.
I'm talking about two Advil. Yeah,
that's two things you learned about me today.
You'll learn a lot more about me later on tonight. Meet me in that bedroom, girl.
Do you guys know he's 67 years old?
Nolan Ryan?
Yeah.
Well, he retired in his 50s.
Yeah, wasn't he like 50 when he was old?
It's funny that he was the face of Advil for so long. I mean, in a way, you're basically admitting that's like, you know, that's you. And he was doing those commercials, I think,
it's
either
like
while
Icy
he was
Hot
still playing.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was still active.
I mean, that's basically the beginning of saying, like, I'm beat down. I need this to get through life.
Well, let's be real. Do you really think he was just doing Advil? A 47-year-old guy throwing shutouts and no-hitters?
No, I don't.
I mean, let's take a look back and let's really dissect the situation.
But what I'm saying is that you're not going to see them going after, Jeff Samardzija and asking him to be the face of Advil.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you don't look at a guy like that and think, oh, he must be in chronic pain.
Well,
see Nolan Ryan and you think chronic pain.
Well, it's
he's
like
getting
Shaq,
old.
When Shaq was on the Celtics and he could barely move, he was doing Icy Hot commercials. They're not going up to LeBron James saying, hey, LeBron, would you be interested
in
doing Ice? Nah, man, I don't need that crap.
It's above doing like cable access stuff. you know, or proactive infomercials.
Sam just pulled up an autographed picture.
You know, it's funny when you do an image search for Nolan Ryan, Robin Ventura, it's almost all autographed pictures of him.
Okay, that's it.
Of autographed the
pictures of the officially, moment signed by Nolan Ryan.
You know how I said I hate autographs and I don't care about autographs? Mm-hmm. I officially now want an autograph. I want that Nolan Ryan beating up Robin Ventura picture autographed by both of them.
Can you imagine going up to Robin Ventura and going like, can you sign
would
it
he
here?
Sign that? Would he sign that?
If anyone
listening has Robin Ventura autographing that picture, call in, please.
If you have
312-235-2525, 312-235-2525. If anyone knows of that picture autographed by Robin, I need it.
Can you sign above the blood, please? Just right there, right there.
Yeah, sign right where your mouth is just gushing blood.
I bet if you have both, that's a very valuable autograph.
I bet, honestly,
there's a lot of Nolan Ryan ones.
I bet that's why Robin probably doesn't do those card shows, you know, where like every athlete, all those guys, because he knows that 98% of it's going to be of him getting beat up.
Is there any way to have it set up where you have a square where you tell him to sign here, but it looks like you have a picture over the top?
You just cover it?
Where he thinks he's signing a different picture of himself? Yeah. There has to be a scam to do this, or a trick.
You don't need that, though. You could...
I don't think he's going to sign it. Cause wasn't White Sox Fest this past week?
Yeah.
You know someone tried to get him to sign that.
He might not have been in that line.
Sam, type in, see if you could find it online.
Here's one that I found one where they both did sign it.
Let me see it.
Maybe he knocked some sense into him and gave him a really good sense of humor.
I bet Robin did that a long time ago though.
Yeah.
Oh, I need that now.
Well, I think that your best bet in that case, instead of trying to come up with some elaborate, you know, trick to lay another picture over this picture and get creative, is just to try and distract him so he doesn't see what he's signing.
Hey, Robin, sign here.
If he's doing like an assembly line type deal, he assumes that it's another 8x10 glossy, the pre-approved photo that, you know, he insisted his publicist watch everything that comes through that line. I do not want to see one picture of me in a headlock. Do you understand? Do you understand? Yes, sir. We've patted everyone down. There are no pictures of headlocks, I assure you. And, you know, he's comfortable.
And he's
not looking out for it because he believes they've done their job.
You know what it sounds like when one gets through? It's like this. Aww.
Marcy! I'd like a word with you. Come have a look at this.
Oh, God.
What is that, Marcy?
Aw.
Sir, that is you in a headlock.
That is my new goal. And everyone listening, if you're in Chicago, please. your new mission in life is to get Robin Ventura to sign this picture and tweet it to me or something. I want
to
see.
No, there needs to be something bigger than a tweet. Otherwise, that's.
Well,
you don't make it their mission in life if they're just going to tweet.
Well, get it framed and then we'll have Nolan. You know, Nolan Ryan has Nolan Ryan loves signing that because he thinks about that, you know, hooking up with his wife.
He has like a life-size poster above his bed, I'm sure.
It's like, Nolan Ryan, would you sign this? Would I sign it? Best sex of my life. Give me that thing. Best sex I've ever had. My wife was a freak that night.
Only night I didn't need Advil.
Yeah. If I could fight him every night, I would.
I wish I could fight that boy every night.
I don't tell many people this, but I've often just hung out outside his house waiting for him.
Yeah. With a TMZ camera.
Just talking trash.
Set up a little mound and everything.
Yeah, man. TMZ camera, the whole works.
I know what time he gets home. I mean,
I even had that Harvey Levin out there.
Try and confront him in his driveway.
Every time I try to fight him, he goes right back in. Robin, Nolan Ryan's outside again with a camera. It's like, remember in Rocky V when Tommy Gunn shows up with the camera? Hey, yo, what are you doing here? Why are you bringing all these people? That's what Nolan Ryan does every day at Robin Ventura's house. He shows up with
He's still wearing the uniform. He's still wearing the uniform.
Yeah. Honey, Nolan Ryan's outside again with a camera. You know, Nolan, you're a piece of garbage, you know?
Why don't you leave Robin alone?
Yeah. Oh God, we need to do this. Nolan Ryan would be down for sure. He has no excitement. I know he's an owner of the Rangers, but he doesn't have that. That's real excitement. Kicking Robin Ventura's ass and then having crazy sex with your wife. That's real excitement. Not, I just signed, Juan Uribe to a three. Like, that's boring.
This is dead. I'm dead serious. If I think the trick for Nolan Ryan to bait Robin back into this is to say, If you beat me this time, no one will ever remember the first time. Think of it that way. You know, that's how he gets him to take the fight.
Yeah.
If you, you can erase this, dude.
But isn't that the same
it's
thing?
It's another memory, but you can erase that one.
Isn't that the same thing Roddy Piper said when he wrestled Hulk Hogan and then no one, like, it was just like two old men, like, trying to put each other in a headlock? Like, it was, the second round was pathetic. Like, if you get, like in that movie with Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro, that's what the movie was about. They fought twice in their prime, and then in their 70s or 60s, they fought again.
Can you imagine if they sold it as a fight, like a pay-per-view, but it wasn't like a traditional fight. It was actually like the fight was, it starts where he's on the mound.
It's on the mound.
The baseball.
They ring a bell, and Ventura just runs and charges the mound. So you reenact the scene.
I guarantee.
I'd pay for that.
I guarantee Nolan Ryan would still kick his ass, no matter what. I'd put all my money on Nolan Ryan. And could you imagine the Vegas odds on that fight? Nolan Ryan, -900. Like, it would be bigger than, like, a Floyd Mayweather fighting Ryan fight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be huge. I see a million buys in its future.
I'm doing a parlay with Nolan Ryan and Nolan Ryan by knockout.
I do believe that the way we have described it, if it happened on the baseball field, and there would probably be a lot of interest in it. It would make some money.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
It'd be huge.
It would have 500,000 to a million pay-per-view buys. This would set Rob Ventura and Nolan Ryan for life.
Mm. I'm sure they're both okay.
Not the way they'd be okay when I give them an extra $50 million.
And Sam, all the money in the world can't change the fact that Robin Ventura goes to the grocery store and two kids, you know, high school kids, one guy will put the other one in a headlock. Everywhere he goes, he sees it, Sam. You can't buy that gone.
No, you can't.
You can only get that gone when you avenge that loss and you make it right.
And more important than that, the look in his wife's eye whenever it gets brought up. He can never erase that.
What are you going to do? Charge the mound?
And then he always tells everyone that, oh, I just wanted to. He was old, so I let him off the hook. You know he's used the term let him off the hook many times.
I tripped on the way up there. You didn't see it. See right there? See right there? I tripped.
Don't you see?
Fell right into his arm.
I mean, Robin was trying hard to knock out Nolan Ryan, and he got just completely destroyed.
Completely wrong.
Just clean punches to the head. And then he got walked off the field in a pathetic manner.
Can you imagine, like, his family parties? Like, everyone waits till he falls asleep, and then they all go and pose and take that pic.
Oh, my God.
His kids, his brothers, his grandpa.
You mean with his sleeping body? Like, they'll put their arm around his head?
Like, he'll fall asleep on the couch watching the game, and they all, like, oh, Robin's asleep. Come here. Let's do it.
Get the little girl. Get the little girl to put her arm around his head.
Get 3-year-old Sally over here. Sally, go ahead. Put him in a headlock.
That would be...
Put your hand on his head.
Even better than him signing it. Almost like a Robin Ventura scavenger hunt in a way.
They even have a Nolan Ryan jersey they pass around.
There are points for what you can get, you know, how far you can get. I think probably taking that picture would be the ultimate.
How mad would he be if you requested that? Hey Robin, can I put you in a headlock and feel like I'm punching you?
Can we do the fight thing? Can we do it?
Can we do the thing? Number one, you show up in a Nolan Ryan jersey.
Can we do it?
A Texas Rangers Nolan Ryan jersey, and then you ask him, can I put you in a headlock?
Just one picture, just quick. Yeah. Super quick picture.
Do you mind?
I won't
Can
touch
we do
your
a
hair.
Quick one? Like, you know, whenever, like you said, Sylvester Stallone always has his fist up. Or, you know, different kind of people do different things. Usually fighters have a fist up. Hey, Robin, can I put you in a headlock? What would he say?
Quick headlock, Robin? Quick headlock?
That would be a great internet meme, wouldn't it, Ryan? Is that what you call it, a meme where you superimpose yourself in different pictures if you did all kinds of creative things with that picture?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of an old picture.
Yeah, it would be great within this context of this conversation.
Yeah, it would look a lot different, right.
Yeah. I think if you put it up, someone would say, like, where did that come from?
You know, we need to bring that shame back. And I am a White Sox fan, but we do need to bring that back because it's too good to let die. Like, I feel like the Robin Ventura beatdown has died, and we could bring it back.
The way that it comes back is by him taking ownership of it, him saying, I'm going to approach this a different way. Instead of being ashamed of it my whole life, I'm going to have fun with this. I'm going to do a Super Bowl ad with Nolan Ryan
where
he puts me in the headlock where I just embrace it, and then it's gone. That's it.
You're completely right. Just like Jay Leno and Letterman did with Oprah, they did that commercial.
Yep.
Tyson and Evander Holyfield with the ear biting.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they're all going to laugh, and Nolan's going to go, man, I can't believe I beat your ass. And then he's going to go, yeah, that was funny. Can we let it go now? No, but you remember you ran after me. And I got you the headlock.
Yeah, remember I punched you like 10 times square in the face?
And then that escalates and it turns into another fight.
Robin, I just want to tell you, I threw 7 no-hitters in my career. I don't know what you did, but nothing beats kicking your ass, man. I got to say that.
I wish they put that on baseball cards.
That was better than all seven combined.
Sweetest stat I've ever had.
Seven no-hitters, but three hits to your face. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
No, seven no-hitters, but eight punches to that head.
Robin Ventura, ladies and gentlemen, the only third baseman to ever throw a no-hitter. It was against me.
But I hit for the cycle that day. Right on his dumb face. Ask his wife about it. I saw her afterwards, too. Had a little fun with her myself. All right. We do have to take a commercial, but...
So, yeah, wait. That's like Joe Biden and Paul Ryan, I think we were saying.
That's what we said.
That's how it started.
That's exactly how it is. Yeah,
trying to think of where we came from.
Wow. That's a crazy way to get there. When we come back, yesterday we were talking about how Florida needs to be cut off. We'll take South Beach, glue it to Georgia, but Florida is the worst place in the world. And we have headlines that you won't believe. And they're all real, right, Ryan?
Not entirely. I figured that's how you would interpret what I told you I wanted to do.
No, you're gonna read headlines and then we're gonna decide if they're real Florida headlines or not.
That's what it is. Yeah, yeah. You said they're all real.
But the ones we have that are real are crazy.
No. The game is called Florida.
I know,
or
but
fake.
Some of those are real.
Some of them are real.
And the ones that are real are gonna be crazy.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
you have to guess whether it's a real headline from Florida or as ridiculous as it sounds and completely fake.
I like it.
Yeah, so we'll do that next. 312-235-2525. It's the Abe Cannon Show. It's WGN-FM. Dave Cannon Show, it's our last night here. 312-235-2525. You want to find us? Go to abecannon.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all that. We continued our Nolan Ryan discussion with Judd Surratt outside. We actually got paper cups now to get coffee.
Yeah.
I got hot chocolate, but...
Abe can't resist. He cannot resist taking it to the extreme. He had to, because I was saying to Judd, he was up on an elevated little slant there, and I said, it would be like me running at you from down there by that wall, and you ending up putting me in a headlock. And Judd said, no, he skewered him like this. Abe wanted to show him something and put Judd in a headlock. He just can't resist.
Yeah, make yourself at home, Abe.
And I'll tell you this, speaking of making yourself at home, Ryan took the other glass of coffee and poured it out into the sink here.
I washed it like I said I would.
And it was like clogged up. There was coffee all in the sink when I walked in there. Like, I mean, you don't want to come back, do you?
I do, but I don't know if I can.
Way to leave a mark, guys. That's the difference. Jeez.
So yesterday we were talking about how horrible Florida is, and Ryan put together some real Florida headlines and then some fake ones, and then we're going to go around the room and see if we could figure out which ones are real and which ones are fake. So we'll start with me, then go Sam, then go Bass.
You haven't seen these. Fake or Florida, that's all you need to say. And let me just point out...
I'll keep score myself.
This stemmed from a listener emailed Abe and I after... It was actually Wednesday's show. That's when we talked about it. And he said, a little harsh on Florida, don't you think? And he said, it would be nice if you guys could provide some examples to back up such a bold statement that Florida needs to be sawed off.
And so then,
So, of course, Ryan spent the whole night finding examples.
And let me just say, the ones that are real are all from the last 8 days. So this isn't like I'm going back to 1970. This is a very quick...
Because that'll be the next complaint. Oh, well, that was in 07. Yeah.
Well, of course, if you go back that far, anyone can look crazy. No, Florida, we said, Florida's real newspaper reads like The Onion. And to prove it, Abe, I will start with you. And let me, one more thing I'll add. I have all of these stories open, so if you guys want more information on these stories, any of them, just say the word and we'll look into it. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Cops, colon, like it's the cop saying this. Dad attempts exorcism on demon son.
I know for a fact that one's real.
That one's real. Nice job, Abe. That is Florida. That is not
so.
Okay.
Give us some more details on this story. Why was there an exorcism and where was it? Gainesville.
I'm opening the story.
That seems like the place where stuff goes down. Is
I
Gainesville.
Think it's Tallahassee. You don't hear.
Well, Tallahassee. You're right. Tallahassee's another one.
Oh my God! The photo attached to this guy. Wow, I can't believe he had a son. A man faces numerous charges after he took his son into the woods to punish him, believing the 11-year-old was possessed by a demon. According to the sheriff's office, Brian Adams allegedly brought
nice
his
name.
11-year-old
Not.
Son to the woods on January 16th to perform an exorcism on him. Quote, "You are the demon, and you know what I must do with you, demon,"
Jesus.
Adams told his boy. Adams resisted arrest. I don't know how they found him out there. He took the, even better. He pulled him out of bed at 3 a.m. because he had just finished finished consuming methamphetamines.
Of course he was on
that. Now that makes sense.
Isn't Florida,
that's the only part that made sense, that whole story.
Isn't Florida the home of meth, too? Like, is
oh,
that where
wow.
all
wow.
There's a space. I'm going to swing that around for you.
I'll say Tuco. Wow.
He does.
Yeah.
If anyone's seen Breaking Bad, he looks like Tuco.
Yeah, so Abe, that's a point for you. That one was Florida, not fake.
So by the way, did you guys see that story about the house in Indiana that like ghost hunters bought? Because they claim that there's all kinds of haunted stuff in there. That there's like kids who run on the ceilings and stuff.
Right.
Ghost hunters bought it?
Yeah, the guy bought
Zach
the house.
The guy, yes, Zach Bagans or Baggins, the guy who hosts that show.
That'd be a great way to talk down the price. Now, are you sure you want to charge me that much? Because I know for a fact that room.
I want to say he only paid. I want to say he only paid like $50,000 for it.
I don't even know if it was that much. I think it was so. She said, and it wasn't that there are ghosts there walking on the ceiling. It's that her own children. She watched them walking on the ceiling at night when they were sleeping.
Wow.
And the possessions there. I mean, it's like one of the most legendary haunted houses in the world.
Wow.
And he bought it.
So next up,
good health, pal.
Next up is Sam. I'm one for one.
Sam?
Do you get a negative point if you get wrong?
No. You just don't get the point.
Oh, okay.
Does the winner get something?
Is there
yes, I'm sorry.
Is there an end game
yes,
here?
A trip to Florida.
All right.
Headline.
I'm ready.
Is this fake or Florida, Sam? Man tells police wife was abducted by hologram wielding intruders.
That's fake.
That is Florida.
God.
So man tells police wife was abducted by hologram wielding intruders.
Sheriff's office was dispatched to a 53-year-old man's rental trailer Thursday night, where the deputy found the man waiting in the roadway holding a baseball hat. In the police report, the man was described as extremely agitated. The police officer told the man to put down the hat. Oh, it was a bat. I'm sorry. The first one said hat. And he complied. That makes more sense. He's holding a hat. The deputy entered the trailer where the man said his wife was abducted by strange men. The men used, quote, holograms to project weird signals on my walls to get her to do what they wanted and to communicate with each other.
Why is everyone hallucinating in Florida?
But imagine that's real and he's like, all right, I know this sounds crazy.
Yeah, where's the meth part, Ron? Yeah. We'll get to that.
Close. The affidavit states that there was trash, alcohol bottles, assorted clothing, possessions, and medication bottles strewn throughout the trailer. So apparently this guy said that they didn't say a word when they came in the trailer, but were shining holograms on his walls, instructing his wife where to go. Who knows if there was a wife?
So I'm winning the game is the bottom line here.
That's right.
Base is up next.
Base.
Florida.
I have to read the headline, sir.
I can just tell.
Man accused of starting fires to curb masturbation complaints.
Florida.
A bunch of...
That one doesn't need explaining.
A Florida man, real quick, facing arson charges after... Yeah, you're right. It doesn't need explaining. Basically, someone that owned a building said he could no longer pleasure himself in front of the building. And then he set it on fire.
Back to me.
All right.
Mother arrested while attempting to play son in mailbox. Fake or Florida?
I'd say that's fake.
That is Florida, sir.
God.
Manatee County deputies say a mother left her child hanging out
Wait,
of a mailbox.
How could you made that one up anyway? I should have said Florida.
It was like a mailbox outside of her home that she believed was the current residence of the... I'm sorry. See, I haven't read the actual stories. That's why these are a little dicey. I just found the headlines. She believed that the residence was the baby's father, so she put this kid in a mailbox. It's wow. A one-year-old kid? That must be a big mailbox.
Florida's great.
Who leaves a kid in a mailbox? She
Florida.
Thought the dad
Florida.
Lived there?
Must be junk
yeah.
mail.
Why am I asking? All right, Sam, you ready?
I am. Let's get on the board here.
Driving in reverse, motorist injures 7, kills 3 in clubhouse parking lot.
I got to say fake again.
No.
Ugh.
That is real.
I see a theme here.
I think they're all real.
I was going to say, if you guys haven't figured this out yet.
A guy basically couldn't figure out. He's a 79-year-old guy. Drove his car, put it in reverse.
Are they all real? They're all real, right? Just read all of them. All right,
fine.
Because they're all real, right?
Yeah, but you guys are losing, and there's points involved here. Whatever, I'll just read them.
The problem is that I'm going
to... Hey, this is a game, man.
Well, the reason why is because I can't win the game because Bass is going
to
keep saying
Florida. Oh,
that's
why he wants to end it.
That's what it is, yeah.
There you go.
Congratulations, Bass. You win by default.
But I do want to still hear the headlines.
Abe, you lose.
So they were all Florida. Not one of these fake so far. And then the rest... Florida caretaker used stun gun on 3 children as punishment she dubbed the electric chair.
God.
And keep in mind, again, guys, not old stories. All from the last
What is it? Let's dissect why this happens. What is it about Florida?
Hold on. Paraplegic man stole car from dealership, leads police on brief chase. Paraplegic is stealing cars in Florida. Florida cop loses job after turning 911 into a personal escort.
Let's go back to the paraplegic one. Wait, I want to hit that one too. Let's go back.
Okay, that's fine.
How long did it take for a guy in a wheelchair to steal a car? No one saw that happening.
I am pulling that story up right now.
At a car dealership?
Paraplegic man stole a vehicle from an Ocala dealership before leading officers on a brief chase. He was arrested a short time later. When the deputy spotted him at a gas station. So this was later. They didn't even catch him.
Yeah.
He outran them. He went to the Ford dealership of Ocala to purchase a vehicle. A salesman showed him around. He decided on a white 2009 Pontiac G6. The salesman helped the man into the car so he can't even get in. So he could see how the seat or how the car felt. Once inside, he looked up, locked the doors, turned on the vehicle, put the end of a folding cane on the gas pedal. And sped away from the lot.
You know,
sounds well thought out.
You know, I get creeped out when people use those, you know, those things, those gripper things that you use to get stuff off shelves.
Yes.
Because I once bought a dishwasher off Craigslist, and I went to this guy's house, and I was there with my brother, and the door was open, so I call him like, hey, we're here. He's like, the door's open, come on in. And we walk in, he's in a wheelchair, and he's using this gripper to, like, show me how to use the dishwasher. So whenever I think of canes and grippers, it makes me sick. Like, I the thought of that is just, it's a bad...
Yeah, the association reminds you of something that was stomach-turning.
Yeah.
I get it. So you have a fear of them now? Like, some people are afraid of animals?
I do. When people use canes and grippers to touch, I don't mind if you're using a cane.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start using it...
I'm glad you don't mind if someone's using a cane.
Yeah. Thanks, Abe.
How often?
Do you mind? Will this bother you?
Do you mind if I walk?
Like smoking?
No, but all I think about is that guy with that gripper, and then I still bought the dishwasher too. Like, ugh.
But what happens to you? Because I this is not
makes me shake.
I'm not joking. 3 weeks ago, I had a towel with a flamingo on it. There was a towel nearby that had a flamingo on it.
Uh-huh.
A girl saw it and freaked out. She had to leave the room because she has a fear of flamingos. I mean, and I feel like that's a fear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like there was a Kansas City Chiefs player who was afraid of horses.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they, like when the, there's the Broncos?
Broncos.
So whenever the Broncos would get a touchdown, the horse would run around the field and he'd be like, oh, there go that horse again.
But he would get up on the bench, you know, like up off the ground like he was hiding from a mouse.
He could have a tantrum.
But all those sound like something that would be more common than ever seeing another person with a gripper.
Yeah, I've never heard of somebody who has a fear of grippers.
I've never even seen a person
just
actually
the whole setup, like walk right inside. Like you walking into a house is scary. You don't walk into, when you walk into a foreign house, you always feel.
You do walk slower. You creep.
You're creeped out. And then there was some other guy.
You're saying physically to walk in, the walk becomes a creep. If you walk a friend's house, you confidently stride in.
You're right.
If you walk in someone's house, it's like you're waiting for...
And you know what's creepy, too? It was like Deliverance. When I walked in, I didn't see anyone. And then when I turned around, there was a guy standing by the door. Yeah. Like, what's he doing there? He's like, oh, that's just my friend Jesse from down the street. Yeah, right. You guys are going to kill us. That's what I thought, honestly. I was so scared. This wasn't that long ago either.
And it was a Craigslist ad, right?
Yeah.
I'm actually buying a TV this weekend off of Craigslist.
You are?
Why?
Yeah. And the guy's been like really weird about, he's like,
is it new or something?
He's like, you have to come in
guarantee
and check it
out. He has a gripper.
No, it's a 1-year-old TV. It's this plasma TV they don't make anymore, but he's like, you have to come in and check it out. He's like, I can't just bring it outside. He's like, you got to come in. I want you to be sure you're okay with it. You got to come into my place and check it out.
You're not going by yourself, are you?
Well, I was
going
to ask you what you're doing tomorrow evening. I need some muscle. I am a little bit freaked out about it.
Why are you buying a television off Craigslist?
Because it's a TV they don't make anymore, and it's a TV that I want, and it's a pretty good price.
Okay.
How much is it?
It's $1,000.
How much is it normally?
Well, it was normally $1,700 or $1,800.
Yeah, it's not even that big of a deal.
Yeah, but it's... Well, I'm not going to get into why I want it, but, I mean, I do need some help.
I'm not going into
it. We'll bring the whole crew.
I think, Sam, anytime someone's that insistent upon something that isn't necessary... There's reason to be concerned.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is the guy lives right here downtown Chicago. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in a condo on State Street, but I would like to have at least Aber Base.
Yada, 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 yada. Two hookers come over and makes you know you're stabbed to death.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck, Sam.
I guess the best thing to do is to have somebody going with you and then have a spotter outside.
It's a three-man job.
I'm gonna need two of you guys.
It's a three-man job because you don't know how many he's got inside there.
Yeah, Tony Montana thought that would work in Scarface. What happened? His friend got killed, and he almost got killed himself.
The next Florida headline, I'm not even going to say Florida or fake or Florida. It's a real headline. Florida cop loses job after turning 911 into personal escort service.
Yeah, what is that about?
A married cop began an affair, and he started scheduling meetups with this woman during the work shift. He had to be smart and creative. His wife started checking his phone. She believed he was having an extramarital affair. So to keep it going and to hide it from his wife, he arranged for his mistress to make quick calls to 911, which he could answer alone and sexily. He answered the phone sexily when she called 911. There's a bunch of court documents and stuff.
Wow.
So yeah, and then he would go pick her up in the squad car, quote unquote, responding to a 911 call, but the 911 call was her saying she needed something.
It's actually a genius move though.
Yeah, until,
that's one genius in Florida.
Yeah. But not really, guys. I mean, it's genius within.
For a very short term.
Like, relatively speaking, because, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they review the tapes of every 911 call. He's not, that's six 911 calls. You've responded to six calls at her house. In the last 4 days. I mean, that can't go on too long, right?
Real quick, going back to the gripper, how many people in Florida do you think own grippers?
Florida is, that's...
It's a majority gripper population.
Do they have enough people in Florida who buy grippers to have an actual gripper store?
Oh, God, yeah. They have enough old people there for it to be manufactured in Florida.
Well, that's the question. You know, most areas couldn't, you know, have enough customers for a store that only sells grippers.
Well, people retire in Florida, so that would be like the prime market.
Yeah. Here's
my question about grippers, too. Why do you need
grippers?
Honestly, if you can't walk or move, why do you need to put things high up? Why isn't everything just at your finger? You know what I mean? Why is there ever a need to use a gripper? Because they're always like, let me get my cereal box down. Keep your cereal low.
If I was in a state where I couldn't move physically, I would be surrounded by a pile of all the things I wanted.
Yeah, right on the floor.
That I could ever think of.
Believe me, no one's worried about your house looking neat at that point. Because they're already coming to
help.
They're
coming just to do a wellness check.
I would have milk crates everywhere. Yeah. I'd have milk crates set up all over the house. And if I was in a wheelchair, I could get to each milk crate. I'm not going to have the cereal. Oh, cereal's up. Cereal goes up top. No, it doesn't. You can't walk.
Nothing goes up top anymore.
Yeah. You don't put anything up. You don't. Those just. If I was like that guy's kid, I'd be like, nope. Put duct tape over those. No, you're not using these anymore.
But I've got a gripper. I got a gripper. What's the point of the gripper if I can't grip?
I'd be like this, Dad, hold your arms up. And then I would take duct tape. Anywhere he can't reach, I would duct tape it off. I don't want you doing anything above this reach. This is far.
Matt, let me take the gripper away from you, just so you're not even you're not even bothered.
All right, I'll see you next month. And then he pulls out his other gripper that he had, and like a pool cue bag.
He's hiding a gripper. he knew his son would take it from him.
Do they bring their grippers in like as a pool cue, like one of those bags that you would bring it in?
It's in a guitar case.
Yeah, or a guitar case.
He's got a name.
Gonna break out all blue.
He's got a name for it. Give me Charlene. Give me Charlene.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's one he won't touch though. It's, you know, it's projected to really mature and age and be worth something. He's gonna pass that one on. I haven't opened that one.
One day, son, you're gonna retire with this gripper.
That's
right?
My gold gripper.
Give me the gripper, Dad.
Dad, just hand it over.
But I have a gripper. Not anymore, you don't.
Could you imagine that limp? Imagine that limp, pathetic struggle between the dad and the kid fighting for that gripper. Because the guy using the gripper isn't very strong, right? And he's like, and it's a very quick, pathetic struggle.
The old man does get you for a quick second. You think he might retain it. Like, you think just there's.
But then you realize how easy it comes out.
Yeah. He just needs to touch the fingers. As soon as he touches the fingertips, they all come off the gripper.
Ryan, were you the one I had the conversation with? Like, there's certain people that are so limp and frail that you could rip their arms off them.
Yeah. Those are the guys that I call them prey.
Yeah.
They're prey. They're human prey.
Like, we could have our way with them and literally rip their arms and legs off their body.
I'll give an example that a lot of people know. The best example of what we're talking about, of prey, is the old man from Pawn Stars. The old man from Pawn Stars is truly 100% defenseless against anything you want to do to him. It doesn't matter what it is. You can think up anything, and he can't defend it.
And I remember now why we had this conversation. So, I was watching Pawn Stars one night. And sometimes Ryan and I send ridiculous things to each other. So
sometimes.
I'm watching Pawn all the time.
Sometimes we don't.
You're right.
Sometimes we don't.
You're right. That makes sense. So Chum Lee, for no reason, is in the back playing basketball. He goes to the hole with the basketball to dunk, and out of nowhere, the old man appears and does this pathetic block, and he's like, "Not in my house, Chum Lee."
And it was a camera trick to imply that the old man like swooped into the frame to block the shot when really he was standing there the whole time and they just kind of jerked the camera and it made it look like there was
and
motion.
We were saying, like, it's so pathetic that this guy who is, as Ryan said, is prey. They're like making like he's Dikembe Mutombo, like coming in, swatting Chumlee. Chumlee's coming in like a freight train and he like comes in the middle, blocks him. And then he waved his finger.
Yeah.
The Mutombo wave.
Yeah, not in my house, Chumlee.
God.
That guy, I don't know if that's all fake, but he seems to have, for the condition he's in, seems to talk a lot of crap.
You're right. He's a big trash talker. That's all he does is talk trash. But he's like Sam.
Yeah.
Because he knows no one's going to hit him.
But
He knows the limit, like Sam said.
He knows my rule.
That's what Sam said.
Yeah.
He knows that no one, like, if Sam comes up to me, he could say the meanest stuff to me, put his finger in my chest. Let me get it there!
Yeah.
just pushing every button, every limit, and nothing left. And he likes that, as I thought.
But the problem then is that the old man, he's gotten so comfortable with this, talking crap to Rick and Corey and Chumlee, and they just take it that he's going to be sitting in like a Jiffy Lube, forget where he's at, and start running his mouth to
the wrong. You're long putting that oil on you, you ham and egger.
Yeah.
Man, what you said, bro?
And take off the stupid uniform here.
Excuse me, bro? Pull your pants up, too.
I'm off in 90 seconds if you want to wait.
All right, I'll take you on right now. I've squashed bigger bugs than you in my day.
Yeah. 3 minutes later, the ambulance is loading him into the back.
No, ambulance? The coroner is there.
Yeah.
It's a crime scene. They have tape everywhere.
Well, the ambulance just does. They come in and pull in the lot.
Someone's...
They're identifying the body.
They just turn around. They do a quick 3-point turn and head back on the road.
There you go, sir. He wanted you to leave behind his gripper.
You know he has a gripper.
Oh yeah.
You could rip a limb off of him if you, assuming you had the means, like the strength. I think if the four of us wanted to take both of his arms off, we could. And that's just the fact.
Well, it's like if you, I could rip a chicken leg off of a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how some people are to me.
I love how you guys had this conversation. I want to know what led to you guys saying, you know what?
That
you
was
rip
it.
A limb off of somebody.
That was it, because we're talking about how
the fact that he shouldn't be swatting Chumley and then like thumping his chest like he just, yeah. you know, like he has
doing
a house.
He shouldn't be doing anything involving power or swagger yeah. or anything. He should
swagger.
Always he should always be laid out on a cot somewhere or on that chair,
a gurney, yeah.
drinking some kind of warm liquid.
He should be at home, retired, like a proper senior citizen who's owned his own business and enjoying his own, you know, enjoying his money, yeah. rather than just reclined in that chair with his eyes half open, barking crap at people. That must be what he wants to do, just sit, lay back in that chair.
Not in my house, Chumley.
Doze off, wake up every few seconds and yell at someone.
You gotta watch it. I'm sure it's on YouTube or something. Just type in old man blocks Chumley or something.
Not in my house, Chumley.
Last Florida headline is Pasco woman leaves kids in car to go hog hunting.
God.
She looks like a hog hunter.
They love hunting pigs and frogs.
A woman is facing charges after deputies said she left two children alone in her car while she went and hunted hogs.
Could you think of anything worse than hog hunting? How horrible must
38
that be?
38 degrees. The kids were shivering. That's actually worse than hunting hogs, Abe. Being locked in the car, shivering in 38 degree temperature, watching your mom hunt hogs. That's what's worse.
Our dad used to leave us in a car for what, Sam? 8 hours?
Yeah.
While he'd gamble?
Minimum.
He'd go play like poker or something. We'd be in these horrible neighborhoods in the back seat of the car. We were like 3 years old.
He was a real good father.
Jeez.
Let's take one call and then we'll take a commercial. It's another guy named Abe. I haven't met many guys named Abe. There was one kid in my grade school who came in. I was always known as Abe, right? And he came in eighth grade. And I took him inside. I'm like, hey, you're Abraham, okay? I'm Abe. You're Abraham. I don't want you ever referring to yourself as Abe. He's like, no problem.
You
no, I don't.
Took him aside.
He's like, I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble with you. He's like, I understand that you're the Abe here, and that's it. So I'm going to call you.
Big fan of your show, too.
So so Abe in Anaheim, I'm going to call you Abraham in Anaheim. You there, Abe? Abe in Anaheim?
He just heard that threat.
I know. It was nothing to do
had
with
second
that.
Thoughts.
Hey, man, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, Abraham?
Hey, yup, cool!
Yep.
Yes, this is Abe from Anaheim.
No. If you don't mind, Abe, can we call you Abraham?
I do not mind. And one of my questions was, do you mind if people call you Abraham?
I don't mind. In second grade, I remember my mom had to come to the class actually and say, just so everyone knows, you have to call him Abe.
Oh.
What? Yeah.
Oh, man, that's
Wait,
hurting.
Why? Why did she have to come in for that?
Because I used to hate the name Abraham. Now I
would get
I
if you had like a peanut allergy and she had to explain it to kids like what not to bring and what to yeah, it was okay.
No, I remember
this
in
was a
second,
name.
Yeah, in second grade, she's like, everyone, don't forget to call him Abe.
That doesn't seem like
so. She couldn't instruct the teacher to do
yeah,
that.
It doesn't
she had to
seem,
come in person and deliver the message.
Doesn't seem trip worthy.
No.
You know what? When sometimes if a hot chick calls me Abe, that's all right. But other than that, man, that's hurting. You know.
What's up,
Abraham's
Abe?
Cool, though. I like Abraham. But hey, Abe, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you touch this? Can you touch this?
Now that's a Magic Mike reference.
No. I know, man. Listen, I love your show so much, man. I've been listening to your show since you guys had Nick Hexum on for the first time on Sirius about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. And I just love you guys, and I just wanted to let you guys know that you know, wherever you guys go, I'll follow you. And you can call me Abraham. You can call me whatever, man.
No, you know, you've proven to me that you've earned the name Abe. Moving forward, you will be known as Abe in Anaheim. That sounds better.
Squad anyway. Leader of Abes?
Yes. Moving forward.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Moving
you
forward, Jay the Gay, add this to the official documents. Abe in Anaheim is the squad leader of Abes.
If you're just joining the
Abe
Show, you have no idea what we're talking about. Anyone who just listened to the show for the first time this week is completely lost.
We'll explain
later.
I knew that I wasn't supposed to ask, so thank you for offering it, man. It's such a privilege.
Do you guys hear that noise in here, or is that Abe's phone? Hang on, Abe.
It's on the line, Abe.
Oh, it's on the line. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, Abe. I'm looking around. I'm hearing this.
And, Abe, you are joining a very esteemed fraternity.
Yeah. So what we do on the show, and we actually explained this the first night, is you could run a territory for us, and by we make you a squad leader, and especially
wait,
now,
Abe, you're way. That's 10 steps ahead of when not you could run a territory for us. I mean, that's not the starting point if you're explaining it for the first time.
All right. So if you're a listener of the show,
you can run a territory.
And we make you a squad leader. That means you're responsible to get the word out to that area. And like now Abe, we made him the squad leader of all Abes. Now he needs to go tell other guys named Abe to listen to the show, or he could just tell anyone.
Spread the virus.
You're the only guy that I know named Abe except for my dad. So there you go. But I will spread the word to everybody else, man. I promise you. You guys are the best. I just hope the best for you guys, and I really would follow you guys. I follow you on Twitter, Instagram, and that's how I heard about this show. And anyway, man, I just can't say enough how much I love your show.
Abe, what's your Instagram? Because I like you and I want to follow you on Instagram. You've said
mine's
nice
things. It's at Abe Cannon.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, you're talking to him.
Easy Abe.
Right on.
Like Easy Abe. EAZYABE. That's me.
Like Easy E, only Easy Abe.
Got it.
You got it. Yeah, I follow Abe, and I'm always liking his stuff and everything. And thanks a lot, Brian. I really appreciate you saying that.
So you're not a current follower. Well,
oh, not. Never mind. I'm gonna start. I know that was another thing that I was supposed to follow all four of you, and I messed up on that.
No, fail.
It's fine, Abe. Don't worry about it.
Oh, but come on, I was doing so good so far.
Well, Abe, now that you're a squad leader, it's fine. Now he could just make up for all the mistakes he made. Tell people. You know, we are gonna need anyone listening. If you could tell someone. Because, you know, it's WGN.FM. We need to spread the word. So this would be the time, if you really want to help us out, this is when you get people that, you know, bring other people in on this. Bring them in.
Only we don't know when we'll be back on.
Yeah.
Should be in the
soon,
next,
though.
But when we do.
Yeah, but until then, just tell everyone. Just tell everyone to keep checking the website.
Yeah.
The WGN website.
Or my, whatever. You could check my stuff, my Twitter, my website. You're like a gripper. And you're pulling in boxes of cereal, you're pulling in marbles, or what else would they keep up high?
Good God, what happened in my shoebox?
It's usually just marbles and cereal, nothing else.
Yep.
How often, when people use grippers, does it fall on their head?
Marbles and cereal.
Yeah. Let me get my marbles, they're always
Where's
next to the cereal.
Where's that shoebox with all my pins? My pins are up high somewhere.
Marbles. Storing like marbles are the last thing you want to store up high.
Yeah. Someone using a gripper, that's where they would put them. Now the marbles go up there. You shouldn't put. Here's the rule.
The marbles.
I know we had that
thing. They'd be
like always having these discussions about the marbles.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you
essential.
Need, if you need this, if you learn one thing from us this entire week,
oh my
okay,
God.
The entire week, one thing you need to learn.
Don't say that the marbles go up top.
No. If you need a gripper,
oh, okay,
do not put anything up high. It's making your life a living hell. I saw this guy with the dishwasher using the gripper to pull down things, and it made no sense at all.
Basically, instead of that advice, just say, keep everything close to you, and you won't be in a position to where you need the gripper.
Use milk crates.
Surround yourself with them.
Yeah, like you don't get rid of the gripper. Not just if you have the gripper, don't put things up high. Bring everything down
saying.
And then throw the gripper away
Stop
so it. You don't have the gripper.
Exactly. Grippers are useless.
Yeah.
What could you do with a gripper? I can't do anything. You can't grab anything.
The marbles.
You know what you can grab with a gripper? A bag of marbles.
That's it.
It'll fit in there. maybe a pillowcase.
It'll fit in there.
Think about it. The only things you could grab with a gripper are super light items, like a box of cereal, a pillowcase.
A jar of marbles isn't super light.
Well, it's not a jar. It's a bag.
And I think Abe's thinking of the single bag, Sam.
Yeah.
Not like a not a mason
Where
jar
are my
full of marbles.
At?
I don't think a frail guy on the floor with a gripper can carry a mason jar full of marbles off the top cabinet.
How bad would it be? Because guys who use grippers are the type of guys who want to do everything themselves.
Let me do it. I have some integrity left, Sonny. I still got my integrity.
So can you imagine?
And you know, one of their kids is like, he's got to learn to do it himself.
Yeah, you're right.
Got to learn to
you're
do
right.
it himself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like in Ray. Remember, she's like, nah, baby, let Ray do it. He got to learn how to do this himself. So when you're sitting there with your father, with his gripper, I got my integrity! Let me do it! How many times are you going to let him drop that cereal box before you actually just hand it to him? He sit there and
Dad, it's 1 p.m. You've been trying for 4 hours.
No, I got my integrity! Get the hell out of my house!
Now put it back on the top shelf. Let me try it again.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to keep picking up
what
off
about
the
my
floor.
Integrity, Dad?
Dad, can't I just hand it to you?
Instead of a gripper, you know what they should have? Those pins that they use to pick up garbage in ballparks. What are those called?
Oh, the spike thing?
Yeah, the spike thing where you pick up garbage, like papers. That would be much more useful if you're in a wheelchair.
I don't think so. I just don't.
I don't think anybody should be in a wheelchair in their house spiking random items in cupboards.
I think that would it's like Edward Scissorhands trying to shake someone's hand. The minute you give them a sharp projectile, there will be holes in everything. Imagine the walls in that house, an old guy with something sharp. A spear is basically what that is.
Yeah. But it just seems more useful because if he drops a cereal box, he'd go and just pick it up.
Yeah. Well.
Well, Abe, you are a man of honor. I forgot you were still on. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. You know what? One thing that I wanted to say, because I've been wanting to do this, and I've been wanting to call on you guys for a long time, but if I could just say, make a little bit of making fun of your brother there. He goes, people just can't go around breaking rules, Abe. So I just wanted to do that. It's that reference, or that, you know, I thought you guys haven't had enough sound clips this week, and I just wanted to add a couple sound clips to your guys' show this week.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, that was great, Abe. Thanks.
No, now Sam doesn't like him.
And it's going to be easy for Sam. It's going to be easy for Sam to hate you, Abe, because your name is also Abe.
So I like this Abe.
No, but you should just hate him, Sam.
I like
the
this
name.
Abe.
I wish I could say I do, but I don't. I actually do like this guy.
Yeah, but
thank
it's the same
Sam,
as grippers. You know, Abe's got his fear, and when he sees a gripper, he associates it with that bad time, even though it might be a fine gripper.
It was hard. It took me 5 minutes to turn around on him.
So when you meet this Abe in person for the first time.
When I heard Abe, I was shaking, and I've been in sweats ever since the call
When you're
started.
Doing the signing at the flea market, and he comes up to you, and he says, damn, I'm Abe. And you look up, you're going to, initially, that reaction will be hatred.
The longest 3 seconds
until
of my life.
He explains
well,
which Abe he
Abe,
was.
We're going to do something special just for you, one of our old school listeners. We'll be back with the douchebag power rankings.
Cool!
It's the Abe Cannon Show. It's WGN-FM!
Cool!
Abe Cannon Show, WGN-FM, 312-235-2525.
Lock up your daughters, handcuff your wives, because the situation's looking FTD tonight, and this is the first night out, and you better believe it's going to be a good night.
And now, the Abe Cannon Show presents the Douchebag Power Rankings on WGN-FM.
Yes. It's the one thing we brought over to the new show.
But let's be honest, we weren't going to until Orion Samuelson demanded it. That's a fact.
Said, you boys do the douchebag power rankings,
we'll work
right?
Behind the curtain.
Oh, you're doing the rankings, right?
After I say soybean.
We weren't going to, sir.
After I say soybean, I want the douchebag power rankings.
So, yes, because he made that request, we are bringing along with us. There's always something you bring, like when Jay Leno...
It's like when your house is on fire and you grab one personal item.
Yeah. Like
that's what it is.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, do you see... I actually felt bad for Jay Leno yesterday, because he cried the same way that, like, Sloth from the Goonies cried. Like, his voice got all... Like, what a weird voice, crying voice he has.
Well, he has a weird voice as...
No, but it was really creepy.
I didn't like, feel bad for him, but I couldn't stop watching.
It was a very emotional moment for Jay.
Like, this is the tricky part.
And usually they kind of crack, they kind of do a little voice cracking at the end. He was crying the entire last 5 minutes.
Well, usually when you get fired for the third time, you're usually pretty scabbed over and you're not really that emotional. So it's kind of interesting that he let it all out like that.
Yeah, I just felt, I don't know, I felt bad for the poor guy. Not that I was, I never watched the show.
I just got a message from Orion. He said, get on with it.
Oh, he said, hit the douchebag.
Well, yeah, I mean, because we hit the intro and then we started talking about Leno crying. And
that's right.
Wouldn't it be funny if somewhere he was able to play that intro again?
We could. We technically could.
No, we're not playing the intro.
We don't have to. But yeah, so we did bring along the douchebag power rankings. And what is the douchebag? If you're a new listener, what are the douchebag power rankings? Just like any sport, our sport is radio, talk radio. Football, you know, there's the power rankings. The number, you know, it's like the NFL power rankings for week 16. Number one, Seattle Seahawks. Number two, Denver Broncos. So we count down the biggest douchebags of the week. And we don't, it's not like we pick them. This is something set up with the, it's pretty much the same computer they used to use for the BCS football games in college football, which is now not going to happen. So we're the only people in the world using this computer now.
They converted it. It's the same computer. They just converted the software.
So we're the only people actually use this software. So it counts down the biggest douchebags of the week. So I don't want to get a bunch of emails. Why? I can't believe he's on there and he's not. We don't pick him.
Don't go, oh, they're mean, they're rude, they're,
yeah,
you know,
we're just reading what we get.
Calling people, yeah, no, this is coming straight off the wire.
Picture we're just newsmen reading the news. I'm reading a teleprompter. So now we need to explain something else. We always kick off the douchebag power rankings with something called the heat seeker, which is the person who didn't quite make the list. They're on the cusp of becoming one of the biggest douchebags of the week. So Ryan, who is the heat seeker on the douchebag power rankings for the first time ever on WGN FM?
That would belong to Canadian industrial band Skinny Puppy.
Because of the name of the band?
No. Is anyone in here? Have you guys? I know of them.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
I've never heard of them.
You haven't heard of Sheryl Crow, of Bob Dylan. There's a lot of, I mean.
Then just put this one up there with the rest of them. I have no clue.
Okay.
No clue.
Yeah.
I just found out who the Red Hot Chili Peppers were at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're an interesting band.
Skinny Puppy?
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who knows less about music than bass? Who acts like my niche is rap. And then you ask him about rap, he doesn't know anything?
The only rap song he knows is Hail Mary from Tupac. That's it.
And I know I've
challenged him before on it. That's all I got.
We've been able to narrow it down.
So Skinny Puppy is the heat seeker because they were doing something, you know, noble. They did something bad. I mean, it's not full on, you know, they're not committed to the douche yet. Okay, so last month, a former Guantanamo Bay guard who's a big Skinny Puppy fan met the band and told them that he was ordered to, and that he witnessed numerous times their music being used as torture.
Oh, wow.
On the prisoners. And that's not why they're in the slot.
Well, yeah, it's not their fault.
No.
You would put the guard in, not them.
This week, they sent a bill, an invoice, to the United States government for the unauthorized use of their music. And if you think that's the move that earned them the spot, that is also not it. The band said, we sent them an invoice for our musical services, considering they used our music without our knowledge, without our permission, and used it as an actual weapon against humans. So that's interesting. It's an interesting point of view from the artist saying don't do that.
But that, according to the computer, is not why they're on the list.
No. Skinny Puppy is our heat seeker tonight because the bill they mailed to the United States Department of Defense was for $666,000. Written out, that is 666-000.
The number of the beast, as Iron Maiden would say.
So, I mean, they had it. They had a chance to pursue a grown-up conversation.
And then they fall back into their metal roots where they have to just be idiots.
They blew it forever.
Yeah!
Think about, like, the magnitude of what they're discussing. Prison human torture at Guantanamo Bay. That's the issue that's at hand here.
But here's the question, Ryan. Here's the question.
Have to insert the gimmick.
The question. Who decided to throw in the amount? Was it was this a last second throw in? Like, hey bro, I got an idea. Let's ask for $666,000. Or do you think the whole
exactly what it was?
Or was the whole agenda to get 600. No. Like, was it just a last second throw in that might cost them money now?
No, because someone probably said it a lot and someone else went, dude, you know we could get that because they don't want this kind of attention.
Yeah.
It's less than a million.
I
heard anything under a million we'll get.
We can take it to the papers.
Bro.
It was what it always was. It's them collectively they come up with one good idea, turns into two good ideas, three good ideas. Yeah, maybe we could make a difference, man. They'll stop using music against, you know, artists' wishes. People won't be tortured. So how much do we ask for? And then that's where the good idea, like that's the end of it. And they guaranteed that not only will they never get that money, not only will they not get a response, that letter is going straight in the trash. That's what happens when they see, right. 660, yeah, okay.
You know what happened? The initial discussion, they were humans interacting, and then all of a sudden somebody put on Skinny Puppy, and they're like, $666,000,
yeah,
man.
That's it.
Yeah.
There are just times in life where whatever it is that you're into, if there's a gimmick that goes with it, I think that it needs to, you pause it for, you put it on pause. Just
yeah.
For, just
at all, some point,
one
stop it.
Minute. And focus on what you're doing. You're mailing a letter to the U.S. Department of Defense demanding money. Stop. Just wait.
At that moment, you have the lawyer make that call. If we're going to officially draw this up, let's have the lawyer say the
maybe it was the lawyer's idea.
That was the moment the lawyer quit.
Hey, fellas, I just thought of something crazy here. Might get us some press. Now, you guys are a metal group, correct?
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Well, I have an idea. Crazy, you might say. But
lay it on me.
We haven't had press in 20 years.
The amount of money you should ask for is 666,000. $666,000.
Hey,
that's not
bad.
Oh, yeah.
Brother. I don't get it.
I like it.
But I doubt that happened.
No
smart lawyer would say. What really happened was, Ryan, here, you be the bass player. I'll be the singer.
Yeah, so just tell them we want everything.
Yeah, bro.
They're legally using our art.
Yep.
My poetry.
Poetry. Okay, I'm typing.
Skeeter's Licks.
Skeeter's Licks.
Yeah, and, send it just like that.
Hey, man. Hey, dude.
Yeah, what's up?
And this is the bass player.
Hey, man. I have an idea. Why don't we make the amount of money? $666,000.
Oh, bro.
Ah! Yeah.
Oh, bro, that's it right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's it right there.
Just say it that way. It's 666.
Cool, man.
In fact, after that, I'm gonna sign it. I'm gonna sign this rock and roll.
No. Let's do one last thing, brother. And this is my idea. Let's sign it in blood.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah. Let's become blood brothers.
This cat's gotta pay up then.
Hey, man. While we all have our fingers cut open, let's become blood brothers too. We've been wanting to do that for a while.
Yeah.
God, the metal. I mean, I grew up, and I don't want people to, like, say, oh, you don't understand. No, I grew up loving metal. How many metal concerts did we go to, Sam?
Plenty.
Tons. Pantera, Metallica,
Slayer,
Anthrax,
Dio,
Iron Maiden. I mean, I've been to tons of metal concerts, but that mentality, it's such a ridiculous. The guys they hate, like, the jock guys. That's what I was like.
We hate jocks.
That's what they always say. But they're kind of the same thing. Because any group is a group.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if they're wearing leather vests, Abercrombie shirts, if they're Juggalos, if they're wearing Jankos, whatever they're wearing, they're still a group who's doing what everyone tells them to do.
And I feel like, you know, for a guy like Lifer Metal Guys, a band like Skinny Puppy who's still pulling this in a serious situation, I feel like that they may have learned everything they know about life from watching early 80s videos where Dee Snider or David Lee Roth, you know, ends up using a tie to tie a dweeb teacher to a chair. And then it's all about the crescendo. And that's how they measure life is that's successes in those hits when you can explain to people that they are now dealing with some serious rock and rollers.
Right.
That's. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I do. I mean, that's like when they say, like, you know, that kid never had a chance because his parents were drug dealers and his neighborhood was horrible and he had gangbangers on the street. Well, Skinny Puppy only know what happens in the metal world. So to them,
right.
It was normal saying we have to ask for $666,000, either that or $666,000.
But this could be their moment because no, like, guys like me don't even know who they are. Mm-hmm. If they came out looking legit, they would gain a ton of new fans.
Yeah, to them, what Ryan's saying is this is legit to them. This is the only.
No, I know, but I'm saying if they
it's a series of let's get them. That's what life is. Let's get them.
This is the only figure they could have requested.
Let's get them.
All time, do you ask me? Let's Revolution.
We'll show them.
Maybe there is like a metal attorney who always asks for
and
that amount.
And that's the,
it's always either $666, $666,000, or $666 million.
Or they ran the value of the catalog, divided it by the times it was used for torture, and just purely coincidental, it came out to 666. Well, don't you think we should make it like 665 at least, so they don't think like we're trying to...
According to the algorithm that I use, this is just purely coincidence.
Yeah. How much money do you guys want?
That's what the lawyer sounds like.
Yeah.
Children.
It's really Satan.
Children, let's ask for $666,000.
This is our attorney, Damien.
What the heck is wrong with this attorney? He keeps always suggesting 666.
Why is he puking? Why is he crawling on the wall? Jay the Gay, what's up, man?
I got a little bit more to add to that. As the secretary of the show, I also add facts. There was no actual physical invoice sent. The album itself, called Handover, was inspired by the rumor that their music was used for torture, and so they made an invoice for the cover of the album, but then it had gone out as a rumor saying, oh no, they're sending this physical invoice to the government, when in actuality it's just the cover of their album or whatever, and was pretty much sent out to draw press for the album release, which they're getting now, so they're even bigger douches than that.
Oh. All right. Well, if they didn't actually send an envelope with an invoice in it to the government...
No, it's the cover of their new album.
Well, they are getting press, but no one's still listening.
They fooled our computer.
Well,
then why did this guy put out a statement that saying he sent them an invoice? That seems like
a
strange...
I could send you the article or whatever where it's explaining that there was no physical invoice, that it was just the cover of their new album and it inspired...
But wasn't the
rankings you go, fellas.
Well, they didn't make it anyway. They were the Heatseeker. But wasn't the point... That's probably why it was the Heatseeker. The facts weren't secured. JD Game must have pulled this off the computer.
I would think this would go higher on the rankings, though, because they technically did this all as publicity.
Well,
and
Jay,
pulled people into talking
Jay, that's
about
assuming
it.
That what you're saying is accurate. I'm not saying it's not, but
are you saying that the secretary of the show is wrong, Ryan? Huh?
Prior to this, the facts were that Skinny Puppy was, you know, the victim of an injustice. Their music was used against their knowledge for torture. So it's you were kind of on their side, but then they ruin it by...
But either way, the whole point of this is to get people to listen to Skinny Puppy. I don't think anyone is listening to Skinny Puppy. I don't even know what they sound like. Maybe we'll come back from the next commercial. What are they, like a death metal band?
No, they're like
industrial. It's kind of like Ministry.
Yeah, they're industrial,
like Ministry, exactly.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
I'll DM you the link, Abe, and you can check it out.
Okay, or I could just get it right now if my...
There's other ways, yeah.
Yeah. YouTube and Google is just as good.
You know what?
Let me wait for Jay the Gay. It's like this. Hey Ryan, I want to hear the new YouTube song. Well, wait. We have to wait for Jay the Gay to email us a link.
No, but it's on YouTube. No, I know. I don't know.
It's right here.
Yeah, but Jay said he was going to send it.
Well, Jay the Gay, you are a man of honor, and we appreciate you listening all week here. So.
No, you guys suck. Okay.
You're still the secretary of the show. That's a high honor.
Yeah. Well, you know, apparently my opinions aren't worthwhile. So.
No, we appreciate it, Jay.
Uh-huh.
Weezer stress.
Okay.
I do.
Bye.
I appreciate you, Jay.
See, here we go.
Yeah, that's... you know, at least someone
him
does.
Overcompensating.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jay, later, man.
Later.
We will finish the actual... Now, we haven't even gotten into the douchebag power rankings yet. We'll finish that next. You want to call in 312-235-2525. It's Abe Cantro, WGN-FM. Dave Cancho, WGN-FM. You want to call in 312-235-2525. Go to abecannon.com. If you're you want to follow us everywhere? Because we might be gone for a little bit after tonight, but we'll be back. We'll be back. Ryan, you had something to...
I absolutely did.
Ryan's steamy. Yeah.
Oh,
we'll be back.
We'll be back. We will be back. We're not going anywhere.
I just want to clear something up. Jay the Gay called in as, you know, purporting to be an authority. Well, man, you only got to have it half right. he was very, very authoritative with his news he was offering, and none of it was accurate. Do a Google search, Jay, for skinny puppy.
Go!
And then click news.
Go!
And tell me that ABC News, Billboard, the BBC, Wall Street Journal,
yikes,
all have it wrong? Nay. Woo! The facts are the facts as they were reported on the Abe Cannon show, which is actually something I've never been able to say before.
So you're saying Jay the Gay had it all wrong, and he was trying to make you look like a...
sucker.
No, I wouldn't. Maybe Jay may have read the wrong article, and, you know, he was trying to help us out, but... unfortunately, he didn't have the facts right, but I mean, I don't think that Jay was trying to make Ryan look like a sucker.
No, he wasn't, but that's what Abe does. He sets
just not the type of journalist that you want to be known as.
Well, I knew that while he was on the phone, I knew that I had read this story thoroughly, and it was from...
I had
vetted it.
Man.
No,
Abe, it wasn't like that.
Hope Jay the Game tips, because he just got sacked.
Jay usually has a lot of info, and we really do appreciate the info. Yeah. Just this time, Ryan did have the...
What were you saying there, Besa?
I said, I hope he tips him, because he just got served.
No.
Ryan, you did Jay the Gay. Congratulations.
No. Yeah.
It's not like that.
You're really making
this is what happens. I made a correction. I mean,
I agree with Ryan, though. I mean, he called up here trying to correct the information that Ryan had and read off our little douchebag power ranking system. And in fact, Ryan was correct, so he should be called
out. But my point is that, you know, now that we're here in the big boys studio, the grown-ups, where the grown-ups eat, the adult table, you know, Abe still has to do the, guy against this guy. And, I just think Abe, you know, when we're next door to, you know, Rob Martier and Steve Bertrand, and they make I do have a correction. The woman was 36 years old. I don't think Gary Meyer says, you hear that?
Ryan was doing what any good journalist would do in that situation. Ryan wasn't calling Jay out. Ryan was just clarifying the facts.
Yeah. Yes,
that's what it was.
But we are on WGN-FM, but this is the Abe Cannon Show.
But
so
I'll tell
this
you,
this is what happens.
No, but Ryan, I'll tell you this. I'm still on cloud nine, as they say, from... we had a text conversation earlier, and Ryan, what happened, Ryan? I gave some information, or you were giving us some information about the show tonight.
Mm-hmm. And I missed there was a text in there that I missed that Sam said, Ryan, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And Abe's follow up was, and first I said, I couldn't do something. I said, I can't do this. And Sam said, no problem, Ryan, I got it. But I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
And Abe followed up with, okay, Sam, perfect. Thanks for doing that. And in typical Abe fashion, I thought he simply didn't read the text. He thought it was me saying, see, I said, I can't. And his response was, great, Sam, thanks. And I was like, how did you misread it that bad? I said, Abe, I know that, you know, you're probably a little exhausted from doing 5 days, but this is the moment where we all know it's time for you to breathe into a brown paper bag, sit down, take some deep breaths.
Yeah, you really let him have it.
I sent him the most condescending response I possibly could have sent. Because Abe has a habit of, he picks three words in anything and just, that's what he knows of the situation.
So Ryan did what he said I did by missing words. So what I said is, yo, Ryan, take a look at the earlier text. And I sent a screen grab of Sam's conversation. And then Ryan admitted that he had, quote, gotten served.
I did. And I was a big man. And
you were very humble.
I was.
He sent me a picture of King Friday from Mr. Rogers. And he referred to himself as Daniel Striped Tiger.
I said, you know, I am down here with the common folk, the weaklings, the dimwits, among the skids like Daniel Striped Tiger. It smells like cancer and death down here, but sir, it is worth it to kneel at your throne. You are correct, and congratulations.
But there's nothing better than when someone goes out of their way to try to make you look bad, and then it turns out that they're the one who made the mistake. It is fun to bask in that glory for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And you deserve to. I mean, I absolutely deserved every ounce of that.
I was shaming you so hard. Yeah, you're like, gee whiz, look what we have here. Yep. You're right.
And you know, Abe has been waiting a long time to do that.
Because Ryan sends these like 9-paragraph text messages. Like, why don't you start breathing into a paper bag and relax? Oh, like usual, I said I can't, all caps, do it.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll start communicating in emoji only. So that it's not too much for, I don't want to overload you.
But that was a nice moment for me today. Let's actually now move into the douchebag power rankings. We start with number 5. There's 5 every week. Subway made the list this week for announcing that they will be removing a shocking chemical from their bread after an online protest. And they said they're going to work on getting rid of it.
This chemical that was found to be in their bread is a chemical commonly used in yoga mats and shoe soles.
What? Is that serious?
This is dead serious. I mean, Subway actually...
Unless Jay the Gay calls in to correct it.
Yeah, it's actually made from skinny puppy CDs.
The
chemical... You didn't read it. It's made from Jared's seat cushions.
The chemical is called azo dicarboamide. And, you know, my rule is if you can't read it, you really shouldn't ingest it.
Wow, that's a good one.
I didn't know that was
a good rule. I've heard Tony Little say that. I've heard Dr. Oz say that. I've heard everyone.
Oh, really?
So does that mean I can start eating yoga mats?
What's that, Bass?
Does that mean I can start eating yoga mats?
Yeah, that's what that tells me, that yoga mats are edible.
Awesome.
That's what I learned from Subway.
Awesome.
They're saying it is a plastic-based product. So why is that in our bread?
And why are they working on getting it? Like, why is that necessary? So that makes you wonder.
Yeah, they said they've been in the process for a while of removing it from our bread. As part of our bread improvement efforts, we've been in the process for a while of trying to remove it. Just take it out. Like, why do you have to
stop making the next loaf with it?
Stop putting plastic in the dough.
They make fresh bread.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
trying to remove the stuff that's in there. You throw all of that out, and we make a new batch,
right.
And we just leave the ingredients.
You're not trying to mine gold. Like,
no.
You know,
you don't have to go in the old bread and find it.
Stop putting plastic in the bread.
Well, we learned a couple days ago, we were talking about CVS is banning all cigarettes and tobacco products, and they're like, yep, we'll get started in October. Yeah. October? Yeah. So that means you're not going to keep old cigarettes for 8 months. That means you're going to keep buying them until October. And that's like Subway. Oh, no. We're working on it, but we're not going to stop yet.
When you guys hear these kind of stories, is that going to stop you from going to Subway?
Not when it's February, where you get any sub for $5.
I've seen those.
In March, I'll stop when it's full price again.
I've seen those other stores, the pink slime that is what McDonald's uses for the chicken products. Yeah, I found myself at McDonald's last night getting nuggets.
See,
I was there too last night.
That's the thing. At this point, every month, there's always another one of your favorite fast food places. Something comes out about a product, a chemical in their food. So
you know what,
like,
though?
It's in everything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Anywhere you go, there's stuff in it that, you know, unless you go to a farm and you see him kill a cow, you know, make his own bread.
Yeah, unless you live off the earth. And you mine it with your own two hands, you don't know what's in it. And apparently, sometimes it contains yoga mats. It's just the price you pay.
How did they even start using that chemical?
Hey, I got it. His bread isn't rising right, but what if we put a yoga mat in it? Great, you got a shoe sole too? I don't know.
For some reason, the bread's not keeping its form. It keeps coming out round.
Have you ever seen a yoga mat that's squashed? Those things pop right. The fattest people sit on them, they pop right back up.
You can eat that?
Hi, sir. I have some bad news. During lunch, I was doing yoga, right? And I got up for 1 second to investigate a crash, and when I came back, my yoga mat was gone, and it may have gone in the bread.
Gee, but this bread's delicious.
Tastes fine to me. Keep putting it in.
We have all these extra yoga mats.
Don't you dare apologize. This is brilliant.
This bread is marvelous.
It's delicious.
And it's cheaper than bread.
Yeah. It's cheaper to buy yoga mats, apparently.
than the ingredients to make bread.
Think about that. Yoga mats are pretty expensive, and they're selling a foot-long sub with not just the bread, but everything else for $5. How does that make financial
Subway
sense?
They still had a trace of wheat in their bread, and the yoga mat replaced that last trace. We'll just get rid of that last trace of wheat. Great. Perfect. Now it's all chemicals.
That wheat's too expensive these days. What do we got? Well, my failing business was a yoga studio around the country. So, well, we have about 5 million yoga mats. Let's put them in the brand.
And that's what happens when you encourage, like, outside the, you know, quote unquote, guys, think outside the box. All right. If you think something is crazy, there's no crazy ideas here.
Oh, yeah.
There's no bad ideas.
Yes. Yeah. Let's try. That says on the wall. Yes.
Yeah. How about we put yoga mats in the bread?
Yes.
I'm thinking, yeah, that yes. Sounds awesome.
Let's bring in old man Merlin, the owner of all Subways.
I'm failing yoga business, and we need to figure out a place to put these yoga mats.
Well, I have an idea. Why don't we put the yoga mats in the restaurant so people can do yoga?
No! I want to use them now. Get rid of them. Get them out of my... Friggin' sight!
My crawl space.
Well, how about, we'll put them on the wall so it's fun in there. You know, the walls will be purple and blue.
Mr. Merlin, our bread is still 65 parts per million wheat. We could just take that part out and use the yoga mats to fill that up.
Do it now! I want to see the mixture on my desk tomorrow morning. I'm going to prove it no matter what.
We'll provide you with the bread chemical in the morning, sir.
We were wondering if the bread could rise a little quicker. We are sick of making bread and it only rises in 5 minutes. Yoga mats.
You take the yeast out and replace it with yoga
mats.
It
had to be someone with a gripper who was senile making that decision, right?
Yeah.
No one smart would make that decision.
They accidentally, reaching for the marbles, knocked a yoga mat
into the big cauldron. Patch.
Ryan, you just figured it out. The guy mixing the bread mixture, because you know at Subway, they don't make the dough. They get the dough and they put it in. Mm-hmm. So the guy making the master mix of the dough, he uses a gripper. And he was trying to get his yoga mat off his refrigerator to do some yoga, and it fell in there. And then he heard that the bread was rising quicker, and they're like, wow, we have a great idea here. Let's throw yoga mats in.
Is it like Willy Wonka where there's this big cauldron where they're just throwing exactly, yoga mats in and mixing them in?
Maybe Willy Wonka yeah. was
throw
the one
a couple more mats in there. More mats.
Yeah. No, it's he threw the blanket in. What do you say? It's too cold or something? Was it too hot? No, too cold.
And now we'll give it a kick.
Yeah, give it a kick. Toss the shoe in.
Yeah.
Throws an alarm clock in.
Gives it a little kick.
Yeah.
I wonder if removing the chemical will make it to where when you leave, you don't smell like that for the rest of the rest of the day.
That's true.
You walk by a Subway.
You're right.
And you have to hang your clothes outside.
You know, I was in a Subway, and there was this black dude who looked like Samuel L. Jackson, and he goes, yeah, man. He goes, let me get onions on there. And then she puts them on. He's like, nah. Extra onions. He's like, I ain't kissing nobody today.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what is odd, though, if you think about it? Subway's been around for, what, about 20 years?
Probably more, right?
Maybe about, give or take, 20 years. Did anyone ever hear of yoga 20 years ago? Maybe this is a big conspiracy by the yoga lobby to get people to partake in yoga.
Well, I always wondered why when they give me back my change, they always say namaste instead of just here, you go, have a nice day.
Wait, what do they say?
That's a yoga thing, too.
It's a yoga term.
Never mind, base.
Tough crowd.
How do you know yoga terms?
Not a tough crowd, but crowd.
Wait, let's go back. Why? Of all people,
You've never heard of one yoga term?
It doesn't matter if I've heard of it. Why do you know it?
It's just, I don't know, I'm a man about town.
What's the term?
Namaste.
Namaste.
What does that mean?
Something about peaceful.
Yeah, like goodbye, peace.
So they say that in the yoga class?
At the end of the class.
Wait, Bass, have you been to a yoga class?
I've never been to a yoga class.
It's okay, Bass, if you have.
Bass
does
been.
Yoga, doesn't he? Do you do hot yoga, Bass?
Pilates.
God, can you imagine Bass in hot yoga? Oh, can you imagine there's all these hot girls wearing these like
it's
those
part of my hip-hop
wearing
abs
those
class.
Wearing those what's the brand where you could see their ass through the pants?
Juicy?
No, not Juicy.
Lululemon.
Lululemon. That's it, Sam. Exactly. They're all wearing Lululemon yoga pants, just like half naked, doing all these crazy stretches. Bass is laying in an inch of fluid from his sweat. Okay, get in, what do they call it, Bass, when you're...
Downward dog.
Yeah, get in downward dog.
Wow, Bass.
Bass, hey, have you seen the women in these classes?
You're a real yogi, Bass.
So you've done yoga.
I would, but I don't.
Come in here and do yoga. Show us how to do it.
A little downward
Show
dog.
Show us downward dog.
I've done the DDP yoga. Does that count?
Well, so you did do yoga. See, I knew it.
But is that yoga?
See, he does do yoga. He does DDP yoga.
We do the diamond cutter. That's not exactly yoga.
We are running out of time, Bass. I would like to hear more about this off the air, though, because I'm curious.
I got the time.
Number four on the douchebag power rankings, Farrah Abraham. She's the girl. We actually interviewed her right after her big controversy broke of her original porn tape. And wasn't she feeling your boy, Ryan?
She, I think she suggested that you guys hang out next time she's in Chicago.
Yeah. She was thirsty, as you would say.
And you passed up on it.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because she's a pig. I don't want AIDS.
Since when do we turn away pigs?
Abe, come on. Don't.
I don't want AIDS.
No. But let me also say that, you know, nearly every other guest has said, we should hang out when I'm in Chicago. It was just the fact that, you know, she said it. And you were, oh, cool. Like when Alberto Del Rio from WWE said, hey, yeah, we'll hang out after the next show. I didn't hear you going, what do you think, huh? Yeah. Looks like you wanted to be my friend.
You guys notice Alberto was really feeling your guy?
Why is she on the list?
So after complaining that her original sex tape, which was obviously professionally filmed by Vivid, got released, she's making a second porn with the same guy she made the first one with.
I thought she got in a giant fight with that guy.
It was all fake. Like, James Dean is his name. And she complained, oh, he illegally released it. He's a scumbag. She went on all these shows. And now she's making a second tape. And this one's called Farrah Abraham. The first one's called Farrah Abraham Backdoor. This one's called Farrah 2 Backdoor and More.
God.
And the more in this one is that now she's on a sex swing to go along with the backdoor activity.
Ooh.
So she's number four on the list. There's not much you could say about it. I mean, she's just.
Yeah.
She was talking about how she was raped and, you know, molested and beaten and all. So, and then the next thing she's like, oh, by the way, I have a new tape coming up with the same guy who I said was a scumbag.
I think when you absolutely have no respect for anyone or expectations of them to behave like.
Well, it's like when Dennis Rodman does something, it's like, oh, okay.
You reach a point where it is impossible to be disappointed or shocked.
You're right.
I can't feel anything for this because.
But yet they find a way to do it, though.
What? Yeah.
Every time you're like, oh, Dennis Rodman can't do anything worse. He's in North Korea?
He's singing Happy Birthday.
Just
happy
what I thought.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, the trip before, we were like, I mean, as long as it doesn't get to a point where he's singing Happy Birthday to Kim Jong-un.
And as long as he doesn't go on CNN and screaming and yelling and then talks about being drunk.
I mean, right now,
he did it.
You know, he's over there to shoot some hoops, and who can blame the guy? But, I mean, if it gets to the point where he's, you know, popping out of a cake, singing Happy Birthday in a bra for Kim Jong-un.
That'll be shocked.
That's the next one.
That's when he's out of the country. He'll never do that, though, so let's not even have this conversation.
How does Kim, can you imagine when Kim Jong-un has to hang out with Rodman when he's in that condition? Like Rodman, even though Rodman is there to kiss his ass and everything, he's not there to really have, he's not much fun in that condition.
You know, that's the time when Kim Jong-un is like, you can have him back now.
Yeah.
Dennis, you want to play basketball? Show me how to box out again?
Yeah. Oh, hey, man.
I think Dennis broken.
Yeah.
I will give you back captive if you take Dennis with
him. Bring Dennis back to Leia and we tell him get a nice sleep and bring him back tomorrow. Let him come back with basketball.
He's staying in a lair.
Or I will have him killed. Tell Worm.
No, he calls him Worm.
Tell Worm that clean up act because he broken. Come back tomorrow morning with basketball or I have him killed.
Yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby, baby.
See?
Yep.
I think you need to be plugged in.
plug in the worm. Plug worm in. Recharge battery tomorrow.
They're really just pumping him up with, like, you know, IVs and stuff.
He needs to be plugged in.
Number three on the douchebag power rings. This one's messed up. Karen Dillette High School for Girls in Concord, North California. Chose to celebrate Black History Month by serving a, quote, black lunch menu. Listen to the menu they served. The most racist thing you could ever serve for Black History Month. Fried chicken, cornbread, and watermelon. That was a celebration of Black History Month.
What are you, stupid?
They could have been number one easily. But
that just goes
that
to
is
show,
terrible.
That just goes to show that even when you're trying to celebrate it, everybody is still just racist.
You're right.
It's just racist. There's no way getting around it. You might as well not even have Black History Month if a high school can't do that. What are you teaching kids?
I see Richie Incognito celebrating that way, not a high school.
Yeah, I mean that's something that happens at a frat house.
Yeah,
it sounds like something that would happen in like the Dave Chappelle show. It doesn't sound like something that would happen at a high school.
Yeah, the frat house with one black kid.
Right.
All the racist, you know, preppy white kids would do it, but I mean, in a high school, that's crazy.
I mean, the only plus side to being subjected to that is that food is all delicious. No matter what race you are. And I'm serious. I mean,
it is true.
That's the only upside.
Yeah. You're
is
right.
That there's, okay, we're going to complain about your intentions after we eat this delicious meal.
You're right.
And I'm talking white, black, Asian.
Right.
No. Everybody loves fried chicken.
I would be so happy to eat that meal every day. I'd be like, oh, and you know what my favorite fruit is? Honestly, watermelon.
Yeah.
That would be great for me to eat anytime. You're right. That's a great point. Right?
You know they were probably eating and going, this is delicious. But, you know, if I wasn't really thinking about this, I'd have to say this is pretty racist right
now. I've never been so offended and satisfied at the same time.
I'm going to walk down to the principal's office. Let me grab a roadie here. A little chicken wing for the road.
All right, number two on the Douchebag Power Rankings. UFC fighter Thiago Silva was arrested today for attempted murder, or last night actually, attempted murder and a standoff with a SWAT team after he allegedly put a gun in his wife's mouth and told her he was going to kill her. Then he barricaded himself in his house, and then he got arrested, and now he's held on $2.5 million bail.
Man, Dana things really went downhill for that guy.
They did, and he was like fighting for the title. He was like a big guy. And Dana White said today, this guy will never fight in the UFC again. I mean, I could read this timeline. It's crazy, the stuff he did.
Please do. I'm curious. I'm not understanding how it went so south for this guy. He was, like, huge, right?
I mean, it's not Anderson Silva. It's Thiago Silva.
But he was getting there.
No, this is a guy who's...
He's a journeyman fighter. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, I mean, he at one point he was pretty, you know, a good fighter. But now he's okay now. But whatever, he has money, and he told here's a few things he said. Okay, he put a gun in his wife's mouth, said he would kill her. He told his wife, "I'm gonna hire someone to kill you." He told his wife, "I'm gonna f you up." He told his wife, "I'm gonna get my girlfriend to move in and kick you out."
Wow,
that's crazy.
That's a bad day. I mean, that
your career's over. Yeah. Your marriage is over. I bet your girlfriend doesn't want to be with you anymore.
And you're going to prison.
And you're in prison. and guess what? Not only do you lose your job, but you get a fight coming up. Dana White said he'll never fight in the UFC again. And it's like $70,000 if he wins $140,000. Goodbye to that.
And they said he's dead broke right now.
And goodbye to him ever making money ever again. You know what he's going to end up? He's going to end up actually killing someone. When he gets out this time, he's going to actually kill someone.
Or Tito Ortiz will take him under his wing.
Yeah, Tito Ortiz. Oh, you know, no one understands Thiago. He's really just misguided, and I'm going to help him out.
He's been misquoted.
Yeah.
What does Dana say when things like this happen? Because it's not good for the sport.
Well, that's what he said. Yeah. That's his quote. He said he'll never fight in the UFC ever again.
But what does he say about not just that, but like the argument that these people are violent? Do you know what I'm saying? Because that's the perception.
That they're animals.
And I'm not talking about what is his punishment. I'm saying, how does he handle the, you know, these guys are savages and...
It seems like he always fights it. Like, oh, they're not, you don't understand. But when stuff like this comes out, it's very hard to defend these guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was watching the live court hearing, and it sounded in the beginning like the judge was going to actually let him go on bail. And he goes... The lawyer goes, well, first of all, let me just say that I think he's going to leave the country because he's from Brazil. And Brazil, if we have people go to their country that are, like, wanted in our country, they will not turn them in. That's like a law they passed. So they won't turn in their own citizens if we're looking for them. Like, they won't help us find them.
Yeah, I mean, most countries won't.
So the judge, it sounded like he was like, well, he's a fighter and this stuff. And then the judge started reading all this stuff about the gun in the mouth and all this stuff. And you could just tell immediately his whole demeanor changed. Like, you put your gun in your wife's mouth. You were going to kill her. He's like, all right, $1 million bail for that. $1 million. It ended up being $2.5 million bail. And originally it sounded like he was going to let him go. All right, number one on the Douchebag Power Rankings.
after those last two, this probably shouldn't be number one. But yeah. Douchebag, acting like a douchebag, and then, you know, those were horrible things we just mentioned, but this really is what being a douchebag is.
Right,
is what,
and sometimes horrible is separate from douchery.
Yeah, you're right. But this really is what the douchebag power rankings were started as.
This epitomizes.
You're right. This is what they're all about. And Burt Jenner. Who?
Who knew there
just
was?
Just the name, Burt Jenner.
Burt. Yeah, that makes you heat-seeker right there. I can tell you right now that this is going south. If we're all just reacting like this to, there's a Burt Jenner. Okay.
So Burt Jenner. Of course, you know, Bruce Jenner had to name all his kids with B's for some reason.
Like Chris Brody. Jenner had to do the
K's. Yeah. And you know, when you end up with a name like Bert.
And when a family's been that in the spotlight and it's taken us, what, 10 years to discover that there's a Bert. I mean, we know that he's been doing something for 10 years.
That's like finding out that the Fratellis had a sloth hidden in their eyes.
Yeah, it is. That's sloth. Exactly right.
Oh, a sleuth? His brother Sleuth? Oh, you didn't know about that?
What were you hiding?
So there's this guy named Burt Jenner, who
it's called a Burt Jenner. Like it's they have a Burt Jenner, a sloth. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Abe.
So Burt Jenner, the paparazzi were there to like take pictures of his family. So of course Burt Jenner, who by you mentioned UFC fighters, Ryan. He was dressed like a UFC fighter, but he's just like a fat slob with a bald head.
You don't say. The one they don't put on camera.
Listen to Burt Jenner. Going crazy on the paparazzi.
Oh no.
Just trying to look tough and trying to look like a badass. This epitomizes what a douchebag is.
I'll squat your head up. What are we up for? I'll squash your little fat f***ing ass. Do something, you little f***ing bitch. You little bitch too. Act like a wooden motherfucker. Qualify here. You ain't got s*** either.
Dude, I'll call the cops.
First of all, what's up with that voice?
At first it sounds like he's Irish. At the very beginning of it, the way he talks.
That was the paparazzi.
No,
that's
him.
That's him.
That was him.
That's him yelling at the paparazzi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they yell back.
Oh, yeah. I'll squat your head up. What are we up for? I'll squash your little fat f***ing ass. Do something, you little f***ing bitch. You little bitch, too. Act like a wooden motherfucker. Qualify here. You ain't got s*** either.
Dude, I'll call the cops.
That's what I thought. No, he doesn't got to get off the property. Take the f*** on right here. This guy thinks he's a f***ing man. This little short motherfucker, dude. Yeah, that's what I thought. He's glitching out,
Could he say a word without swearing?
Oh, this is the Jenner son that grew up in Compton, right?
This is the one who's friends with Bieber. You don't know who I am. No one knows who you are. You know what he does for a living, Ryan? He owns a dog walking business. I swear to God.
Really?
This badass who's so tough with this little Mexican paparazzi guy owns a dog walking business.
My family won't let out. Okay. That's right, bitch.
Here's what I've learned in life. People who want to fight don't need to go through the whole charade.
Of that.
If someone wants to fight, you know what they're going to do?
Fight.
They're going to punch you in the face.
You're going to punch.
And so if you're ever in a bar and someone starts doing all that stuff to you, bitch, you don't know who I am. Just know that they really don't want to fight, and you can just punch them in the throat and walk away.
It's just a louder dog. Just all bark, no bite.
Screaming, swearing.
It's what animals do when peacocks will put their feathers up, and that's what it, I mean. It's, you show something that is bigger than what you're capable of actually doing, and it looks like you're a bigger threat. And then you're supposed to run away.
You're at the f*** out tonight when your ass is on TMZ getting
oh, God.
Talk s*** just ran the f*** back up on f***ing national television.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You punk.
All right, back up.
Punk? Who calls people a punk?
Yeah, Burt Jenner.
He also uses way
more. Burt
Jenner.
You don't use that many syllables. That's how you can tell he's not good at this.
No, he's never done
it. He's saying too long of sentences, you know? International global media is going to find out about this, and then what are you going to do when these headlines show up? And you don't, you're talking too much. It needs to be fewer words.
Yeah,
Bert.
Yeah, and you're not that tough, Bert, either. Because if you were a badass, you would do what Kanye did. Kanye got called the N-word, and guess what he did? He kicked that guy's ass. He had to pay him $250,000, but I bet that was the best money he spent in a long time. especially when he's buying, you know,
Lamborghinis.
No, leather jogging pants for $300,000. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, yo, man, that ass beating, man. Best money I spent in a minute.
That one just felt
good.
Yeah,
that felt real good.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Felt good. Felt real good.
Put your seat back up. I'm coming forward. I go
look.
Yeah, exactly.
Look. Now that's the paparazzi guy, Sam. I can't speak English.
Well, Mr. General, I'm not trying to just want to be. No, no, man. Back up. Back up.
Look, it's a little
bitch.
And then you hear that moron, his sister yelling, and
yeah, you're stuck.
And this is where the paparazzi guy figured out that Bert wasn't going to do anything, so he finally starts talking.
Sounds like Bert's ready for his own spinoff show.
He is. It sounds like it.
Go for it.
You're the one that's acting all stupid.
You're going nowhere.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. You're not even on this property. Just get
out. Yeah, get the out of here.
Just get off the property.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying, but then.
And then it's just that guy trying to, like, just saying, let me get out of here. But, you know, when you're the Kardashian family and you're multimillionaires, why would you stand behind Bert like that? Like, why would you let, like, don't you, you have all these huge security guards.
I don't think they were trying to stand behind Bert. I think they were like, oh, God, someone let Bert out.
No, because they were yelling back around.
Someone let Bert out.
We've been trying to hide Bert for 10 years.
How do we put that guy, who took the chains off?
You know, Kris Jenner sent out an emergency email. Everyone must meet. Bert was spotted on camera. We do not want Bert to be seen ever.
It's like when Area 51 shows an alien to somebody. Like, uh-oh, we got to make sure this goes away.
Yeah, you're right. It's
fast.
It's like E.T. or something.
And earlier before that happened, Bert convinced them to let them go get the mail. You know, like, I got an idea. What about, like, I go outside today and I just go, you guys can watch me from the front window. I'm just going to go, I'll go to the mailbox and I'll grab the mail and I will come right back in. I mean, with you guys supervising, I don't see that being a problem, do you?
What could possibly go wrong?
I think he's got a point. I think, Bert, if you do not make a sudden run for it.
Oh, I won't do anything. I won't do anything. I'm friends with Thiago Silva.
Bert, honey, hasn't seen the sun in 7 years.
Well, he needs to start getting out and getting sun. Bert, that would be fine. I think it's fine if you go down and get the
Bert, mess. You're forgetting something. Your pants.
Oh, that's right.
Bert, put on these baby blue shorts and go outside.
Okay, cool.
What are the odds of his whole wardrobe being baby blue? All a-holes wear baby blue. All those, like, fake thugs like Bert, it's all fake thug white guys. They all wear baby blue jumpsuits, baby blue hats, baby blue shorts. Wasn't he in baby blue during this arc?
He was.
Yeah! We're going to have to call an emergency meeting. Let's get all the Jenners and all the Kardashians together.
Kris just puts out an email with the subject line, Bert.
Even,
Bert dash 911.
It's like a bad signal. Like, that's the only thing that brings the family together because they're all so embarrassed by Bert.
Honey, I have to go. I just got a Bert alert.
Oh, no. Does that say what I think it says?
Well, Bert got out again?
Uh-oh.
We just bought those chains from the zoo.
To the Bert cave. So they keep the Bertmobile to go capture Bert.
I'll squat your head up. Well, we're a fool. I'll squat your little fat f***ing ass.
All right, Bert. Back in the Bertmobile. It's a paddy wagon.
All right, we'll wrap up the show in the week next. 312-235-2525. It's Abe Cannon Show. It's WGN FM. What a fun week we've had here. And I want to say this. After seeing Jay Leno say goodbye yesterday, we didn't get a chance to say goodbye to our SiriusXM listeners. So I thought it was fun to be here this week And for all of you SiriusXM listeners that followed us here, thank you. You know, we wanted to do a final show. We didn't have that opportunity. And it was awesome to be able to do this week on WGN-FM. And, you know, more on the way. We don't know when. But more will be coming. Todd Manley, Jimmy DeCastro, everyone. This has just been awesome. This is exactly what we want to do and where we want to do it. So let's hope it all works out, fellas. You ready for the memo, Ryan, or can I mention one thing about Chapstick?
Yeah, no, you take your time.
Take as much time as you need.
Says the guy feverishly writing.
Can I talk about Chapstick?
No, no. Would it be weird? Do you ever see the Chapstick that girls use where it's like a round ball?
Like the egg?
Yeah.
Eos, I think it's called.
Could I use that?
Why not? Well, I think it's going to happen. Melt your lips?
Well, no, no. I'm asking, is that like, would that be like me, you know, what's something that only
Oh, is
women?
That for women
it's
only?
It's like you using female deodorant.
No, that,
exactly.
Actually, no.
That's what I'm saying.
You won't, though. I mean,
and I use that, too, and that's fine.
You use female deodorant?
I do, yeah.
That explains
it.
You know what?
Honestly, it lasts longer.
You use female deodorant?
What's pH balance for...
Secret?
What do you use, like cherry blossom?
No, Secret.
No, I use whatever Rachel uses. Strong enough for a man, but pH balance...
Do you
balance,
buy your own, or do you share it?
pH balance for a woman.
Wait, do you share it?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Why not?
That is
oh
disgusting.
My God. Why?
Why would you
exactly,
share
Ryan,
it?
Why is it disgusting? I agree.
But why would you share it? Just buy your own each.
Do you share that's what it is.
Do you share your toothbrush, Ryan?
I don't, but I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I wouldn't. I would never share my toothbrush.
But I mean, but why would you though?
When
there's
nothing coming out of your armpits.
Because if there's one toothbrush, Laura and I, let's say we're camping and.
Well, that's different. Camping or everyday usage.
Yeah, I'm not talking about everyday.
That's
I would
he
say.
Does.
Yeah, but you're not appalled because they haven't, you know, put down the money for another deodorant.
When I am.
No, you're not. You're appalled.
You apply deodorant after a shower. Okay, Rachel's armpits are clean after a shower, and so are mine.
Eh, sometimes I'll put deodorant on after, you know, other things.
Okay, well, that's you, though. I don't do that. If you use Secret, special, whatever it is, it's good for all day, whatever you do.
My question was, could I use the egg Chapstick? Because I want to start using
I recommend the apricot blossom variety.
I do want to use the egg, and I will now. Thank you. But wasn't it too bulky in your pocket?
I've never carried the Chapstick egg in my pocket.
No,
you just
put it in your purse.
What you should do is when you go buy it, put it in your purse.
See, that's my point. See, that's what I'm trying to avoid, and that's why I'm asking the question, could I use it without being judged? Is it acceptable for
a
man
to use second it? Part is a whole different conversation. You could use it, but
well, of course
I'll
I could use
you.
It.
I'll judge you.
I could also, you know, wear women's underwear if I wanted to. Is it acceptable? That is not. Me using the egg on the train, if I'm staying there holding onto the rail on the, you know, the pole up top on the train, using the egg, or I'm like,
well, it depends what neighborhood in Chicago you're in.
So, would you guys recommend using it? Because I do want to start using it, because I like the way it looks and everything.
Yeah.
See, I don't like the way it looks, but I always wonder if it's a good Chapstick or not.
It
of
is.
Course
it's
it
great.
Is. You use it?
Yeah, I've used it. I don't actually have my
you
own.
You share it probably, right?
No, I don't use Chapstick a lot, but I have used it. It's
do you
fine.
Share wash rags too, the same one?
All right.
What I mean, Abe, you know they share other things too, right? That are a little more personal and intimate.
No, I know, but I'm just saying a deodorant.
Do you
like,
share wash?
I mean,
rags.
Abe, I would be like disgusted if Sam told us that Rachel applies the deodorant to his armpits and then he does it to her armpits. Then I would be like, I would be disgusted, yeah. And that would be weird. But given a quick swipe to an armpit fresh out of the shower,
but it's not always fresh out of the shower.
It is always for me and Rachel.
Oh, because it's such strong deodorant. You're saying it works all day.
Yeah. Strong enough for a man, pH balance for a woman. You know, you've heard the drill.
Great. That's a great message to leave on this week. Sam uses women's deodorant.
Still doesn't mean a guy should wear
well,
it.
Well, it's better than leaving on last night's that you and I carried around Cabbage Patch Kids for 5 years.
If there's one thing you could pull from this week of shows, we do want a gorilla to replace Santa Claus.
Yeah. If one piece of legislation gets passed. Yeah.
If we can pass one of the million things that we brought to the table.
If you're going
to
walk away from this show, let that be the last taste.
Yeah. Gorilla Claus.
Purple gorilla Santa Claus. We now end the show with a recap of the show. It's Mano's Memo.
If you're just joining episode 5 of the Abe Cannon Show on WGFM, WGN-FM, see, now we're never coming back. That was the remix. Abe, you had a good run, man. I just want to congratulate you. The streak ended at 4. The streak was at 4. In the 3 years this show has been broadcast on a major media outlet, I don't think you've ever made it four shows, Abe. Actually, I know you haven't. I just checked the stat book, and tonight it ended. Although you couldn't help yourself, I do want to congratulate you. You did, on four previous shows, clear the first minute without describing someone's disgusting lip skin. Quote. That's a quote. Tonight, Abe opened the show. All of those.
Well, you agreed with me on that lip skin.
Yeah, in the parking lot when it's, you know, just you and I. But and I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I have nothing to hide.
I understand, and I'm telling you, the fact that you made it four shows, it tells me you came to play this week. And tonight, I mean, it's Friday, got let loose, and all week you're feeling a little constrained.
Let me get spread out.
You hadn't called another man disgusting yet, so it was about time. So Craig, congratulations.
Let me put on Twitter the screen grabs of the conversation Ryan and I had last night about his lips for at least an hour.
Well, I'm congratulating you, Abe. Not hearing this?
Craig must have been really disgusting if Abe just went, I'm breaking the mold. I got to say it.
That's it.
I got this. He's the
one. It was too much.
Yeah.
So really, it was like, you know, it was serendipity that we ran into like, Craig on Lower Wacker.
What did you say? They need a vegetable peelers?
We're talking about an incident last night where Abe and I ran into a guy that we don't know, but we're still somehow disappointed in meeting because he
looked disheveled, dumpy.
He married a woman that we used to work with, and I think it was just kind of like he lives in a sewer. I expected better for her. And we did figure out that...
That poor thing. How often do people say that about her? Aw, that poor thing.
If you're on Lower Wacker after, let's say, 10 p.m. and you're not coming out of the Tribune Tower, you live in some sort of filtration, sewage, some sort of, you know, treatment facility where they take gross things and try and make it clean. And that's, we assume, where he was going. And by the way, when we left him, he used the line, stay out of trouble. We talked about that line tonight. If anyone ever says stay out of trouble, they have never known a day with trouble.
No.
Someone who's always saying stay out of trouble. I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. They've never been in trouble.
And, ever.
It's the opposite, too. You know, people that are always in trouble, you never hear them say, I'm just trying to stay out of trouble.
When they really should be saying that.
Absolutely.
It's like a parole officer says, are you staying out of trouble?
And we arrived at the conclusion that the guy's saying, I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. He's literally tried to stay out of trouble. He means it because he's never gotten in trouble. So next time someone says that, say, congratulations. You're doing the hell of a job.
Work.
What's your secret?
Well, I don't have a life.
Bass told us that, you know, when he catches up with old acquaintances, people he knows, you know, he's like, oh, you look great. And they say, wow, when they see him. And then they say, you going anywhere? Sit down. I want to ask you a couple questions. You know, and then they just ask him, what happened? How did this happen?
What happened? What a horrible question.
What were the chain of events?
What happened?
So was it like a structure fire or a grease fire or... How did you get out?
How'd you get out?
Something has to make sense.
But really, are you like in rehab? Are you in therapy?
Did Obi-Wan Kenobi get the high ground?
Base, I'm kidding. I'm sure you don't look any different than you did in high school.
Just a little bit.
We talked about a press event that happened today where, or was it yesterday, where Vice President Biden.
Yeah, I believe it was yesterday.
People were asking about, you know. Throw us a little preview of what you got coming up.
Yeah, man.
Thinking about running for a preview of what I got coming up.
It's a bunch of
another
malarkey.
Sixer. No, but like Sixer. Like in terms of when you know when this current thing is over. You know, are you gonna you know? And Vice President Biden threw his hat in the ring. Literally. No, I mean he didn't say anything. That's later. But like he threw his hat in the ring first, and then said, "Let's get in the ring." And then when they all got in the ring, he said that. There's no reason not to run for vice president.
So it's a good idea.
For vice president. Nice.
I'm sorry, for president.
Damn, now Bass is correcting you?
There's no reason to run for tough vice night. President.
Man, honestly, I'm going back. This
I
is
thought
a
that
day,
was a joke.
To me, no, Bass. This
all
day.
All starting day. With a text message.
And let me just, this isn't even in the memo. I'm just going to go off, I'm going to go rogue here.
Yeah, the coffee
the
cup.
The coffee cup. I want to apologize. Abe thanked everyone. I would like to apologize sincerely. To whomever is the owner of the coffee mug, which you will find cleaned and returned to the place that I got it. But I know you'll hear about it on Monday. Oh, One of the little
Let's describe the cup so the person knows
guys.
It was pink, right?
One of those little trolls from the Abe Cannon group.
Group.
One of the group that's been here at night. The night group. We heard they moved your cup. We heard they washed it so they could make coffee in it. But, you know, they said they didn't drink it on the air, but I could hear them taking sips. I would throw that cup out. I would just throw it out.
And there were more paper cups. They were just too lazy
to get them. I want to commit it to you know, recorded audio. I did not drink out of your cup, and I washed it.
You took
it
at least one sip, didn't you?
I didn't, no. And not only did I wash it once, I washed it twice. It has been double washed, and it is back where I found it.
And to be fair to you, Ryan, you did think those were community cups.
I did. I thought they were community cups, and I thought, oh, this is nice. Everyone gets a cup. And I still think that, but you guys convinced me that it has someone's name on it, and it doesn't. But I do want to also apologize to the plumbing staff who has to fix the sink because I poured coffee in it and it won't go down the sink. We talked about the Nolan Ryan Robin Ventura match, which we laid the groundwork for the rematch and it looks like it's on.
Yes.
You have to get them to agree to it. We found out that at home, Robin Ventura's wife, you know, when they're at home, she pulls out a picture of Robin from Batman and says, "I should have married a tougher Robin." When they're in public, you know, and he's buying something, he's like, yeah. "Will that be a cash check or?" You know, he's like, "Oh, I'll charge it." And she says, "Really?" We know how that worked out last time. We found out that Sam is using Craigslist looking for a 1-year-old.
That is weird.
TV.
Oh.
I had to get, you know.
Very good.
You
Ryan.
See that? Abe told us he's got a fear of grippers, specifically old guys in grippers who keep marbles on the top shelf. If you have a gripper, stop putting things up where you need to use the
yes.
gripper. We heard from a guy named Abe. Abe and Abe. Like the Undertaker versus
Abraham.
Like Undertaker versus Undertaker, the classic 94 SummerSlam match. It was like an illusion. We couldn't believe our eyes, but in the end, it all worked out. We appointed him squad leader of Abe's.
Yep.
And if you missed all of that, you know, Abe offered this explanation. If you're new to the show, squad leaders are basically where you can run a territory. So, yeah, thanks for clearing that up, Abe. Abe said he felt bad for Jay Leno at the close of last night's show because he was crying. Oh, my God, Abe has a heart. Wait for it. And he looked like Sloth when he cried. It had nothing to do with why he was crying. It was the way he looked when he cried. We got into the douchebag power rankings, but we're out of time. That's Mano's Memo for the Abe Cannon Show on WGN-FM.
We actually have 45 seconds here.
Okay, see, this song has many false... This day, I'm telling you, I'm done with this day. I am done. Douchebag power ranking, Skinny Puppy, for not being able to recognize that the U.S. government doesn't share their appreciation for the number 666 written on everything.
And now we're done.
No, you got 20 seconds. He's looking at me. I'll just get to the good news, folks. If you eat fast food,
yes.
Subway will no longer be using yoga mats in their bread. Everyone's appalled. I mean, but we've all eaten it. We've been fine. We're fine.
And who
it's
was
fine.
Number one, Ryan?
It's not like they're putting Quiznos in Subway bread.
Number one was Burt
Ward. Burt Jenner.
I have a whole
Burt
thing
Ward.
On Burt.
Burt Ward.
Sorry. He said Robin.
There is such thing as a Burt Jenner, we learned. Brody, Bryce, Baxter, all named to be successful, sexy, live on a yacht. Then there's Burt, destined, like a Jeeves, is born to be a butler. Burt was born to spend his life in captivity in a baby blue jumpsuit, being arrested.
And that's it.
Sure.
So
I mean, the wheel... Yeah, that's it. That's Mano's Memo for the Abe Cannon Show on WGN-FM.
Yes, and we'll be back soon. So go to abecannon.com if you want to follow us, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you want to find us. We'll be back. We out.
Peace.
See ya.
Peace.
Later.
That's it?
Heavy Media.
David Blaine, your magic is real and I believe in you.